The following is a Dallin Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coverage of Dallin Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya & Sons. Thank you for supporting Dallin Catholic basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And good evening. Welcome to the Roosevelt High School Gymnasium. Tonight it's Dowling and Roosevelt in a girls and boys doubleheader as we are courtside right behind the scorer's table here on the east end or the south end of the Pomerantz Gymnasium here at Roosevelt High School. Mark Amadill joined by the Hall of Famer from Grandview University, Steve DeVinny, 2 days after his 50-some birthday. Welcome, my friend.
Let's keep that in the low 50s, not the high, but we'll keep fibbing as long as we can, Mark.
I know you do. I know you do, and welcome, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm glad you know. Tough place to find a place to park when you come over to Roosevelt High School. Beautiful gym as they've remodeled their floor. Brand-new floor out here, brand-new scoreboards. Place is lit up, and we are ready to go for high school girls and boys basketball. Dallin trying to rebound after the loss last night in a game we had in Iowa Catholic Radio. The Maroons losing to a very fine Southeast Polk girls team, 80-71. As you mentioned last night, Dowling led 39-35 at halftime, but gave up 45 second-half points. And I know, talking with the coaching staff while we were waiting for the sophomore boys game to get over with here, they were saying, yeah, defense might be something they focus on a little bit more tonight, Steve.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be a different situation tonight because, as we talked about last night on the air, Southeast Polk, super talented, good athletes, very, very aggressive offensively, ran some real good stuff, and that's hard to emulate in practice. I would guess that this will be a heck of a lot lower scoring game, at least in terms of how many Roosevelt gets. Hard to say how many the Maroons get, but
yeah, that's true.
I don't see Roosevelt getting 80 tonight.
Well, the Rough Riders have a pretty good year going. They're 1-2. They're ranked number 11. They knocked off Valley tonight, the week before we played the Valley Tigers, 53-52. Roosevelt winning against 12th-ranked Valley right here a week ago. And then Rough Riders losing to number 7, Irvindale, in two overtimes, 68-67. And they lost to Southeast Polk last Friday by the score of 69-48. So Roosevelt 1-2 on the season. The head coach, Morgan Schoenberg, in her fourth year. And this is a team that's got a lot of athletes, a very young class. They've got 5 seniors, 1 junior, 4 sophomores, and 3 freshmen on the Roosevelt roster, taking on this Dowling team that's led by its 6 seniors and 4 juniors. So they do have some experience. It's ironic, Dowling now is playing their 5th straight team that has been ranked, the 2 in Minnesota and 3 here. The Lincoln game will be made up and resumed this coming Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Roundhouse. But isn't that ironic to start out with 5 straight games with ranked opponents?
Yeah, and I think you said earlier on the air that something like 15 out of the 21 opponents regular season this year will be ranked.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going to be like this almost every week. You won't have 4 games but or three plus a resumption, but every week's going to be kind of a meat grinder. That's how you get better.
That's right. Well, second-ranked Dowling with a record of 3-1, coming off a loss last night to Southeast Polk, 80-71, taking on a Roosevelt team that's 1-2. They had the night off last night as they're coming off their last loss was Friday night against 5th-ranked Southeast Polk, 69-48. So both teams coming off the loss to Southeast Polk, obviously. The Rough Riders 1-2 and ranked 11. Let's take a look at some of the games going on in girls and boys. These are all doubleheader girls and boys basketball tonight here in the CIML. It's number 4 Johnson girls taken at number 6 Waukee. We thought that'd be a feature matchup. The boys game to follow, and that's a top 10 matchup. 8th-ranked Johnson and 2nd-ranked Waukee boys. 5th-ranked Southeast Polk at Hoover tonight. Number 7 Urbandale at East. Number 8 Ankeny Centennial at 12th-ranked Valley. 15th-ranked Ames at Fort Dodge. And Ankeny is at Lincoln. Marshalltown at North and Natoma at Fairfield. Mason City has the night off. But that's a look at those are all girls and boys doubleheaders. So pick your poison, Steve. Great basketball, high school basketball to watch tonight in the area. If it was me, I'd Waukee watching Johnson Waukee if I wouldn't sit here next to you.
That's right.
Here at Pomerantz Gym.
Yeah. Both the boys and the girls match up over there should be really, really entertaining, good quality, very highly ranked teams.
All right, tonight's pregame show brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. We'll be back with more pregame. It's Dowling and Roosevelt here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Mark Hammondale, Steve DeVinny, and we'll come back with more pregame. Girls game coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
For Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And we're back here at the Roosevelt Gym alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Hammondale, Dowling and Roosevelt. And in the girls' contest, Steve, this is only the third time since 2013 that Dowling and Roosevelt have matched up in regular season or postseason. So the two teams haven't played each other. Matter of fact, last time they did play was just short of 2 years ago at Dowling, the Maroons winning 68-36 on a cold January Tuesday night. And that was the last time that the Roosevelt girls have been involved with playing Dowling. The boys are another story. But
yeah.
So Ryder team we haven't seen. And Morgan Schoenberg is the head coach in her fourth year. Terry Giafredi, good friend of mine, he's one of the assistants, along with Tim Hansen and Jace Ahrens. Aaron Musset, the softball coach, also on staff. And then Morgan Schoenberg, her husband and her father-in-law are both on staff here at Roosevelt. Scott Schoenberg is her father-in-law, and I think he's been a cross-country coach here in the district. And Peter Schoenberg, her husband, also helps out coach. So quite a list. And Roosevelt, you know, that's a credit to them. They're ranked in the top 15 the first time in many, many years. They come in at number 11, but they faced some ranked opponents, losing to Urbandale in double overtime, 68-67. And Urbandale ranked seventh at the time, beat Valley a week ago tonight. They beat Valley 53-52 and losing to Southeast Polk 69-48. So all the games have been relatively respectable with the exception of Southeast Polk, and we saw how explosive they can be in that second half last night. So Ryder team that comes in very athletic and yet very young.
Yeah, should be interesting. And they, like you say, they're going to get up and down the court a little bit. They'll probably be a strong defensive team. And based on the scores against Valley and Southeast Polk, They hung with Southeast Polk pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, they did, at least for a while, and things kind of got out of hand in that, I think, second half as it can with Southeast Polk. For Dowling, the Maroons with wins over De La Salle and Holy Angels in that St. Thomas tip-off classic up in Minnesota, and then wins over 12th-ranked Valley, and last night losing to number 5 Southeast Polk, 80-71. Dowling with a 3-1 record, and Roosevelt with a 1-2 record. And for Dowling, this is the night you flush last night's game away, because I think some of the young ladies probably are probably glad there wasn't practice today after last night's defensive performance. It wasn't so much the shooting, but some of that poor shooting led to baskets by Southeast Polk, and that'll be the factor tonight. For Dowling, that'll be their internal challenge defensively.
What's the old saying by the coaches? Don't let one loss lead to another.
That's exactly right. Well, you're pulling all this stuff out of the hat.
Hey, you gotta flush it. You gotta move on.
All right, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups as they're gonna do it right here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium here at Roosevelt High School. For Dowling, Maroons come in second rank with a record of 3-1. The head coach Kristen Meyer in her fourth year, 59 wins, 18 losses as the head coach of Dowling, assisted by Joel Danner, Scott Babinet, Tom Donahue, and Lisa Smith. And for Coach Meyer, this is her 10th overall season as a head coach. She was at Nevada until Coach Wilson kind of recruited her and asked her to apply, and she did. So let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups for Dowling. They'll start Ella McVeigh, a 5'6 junior. Averaging 3 points, 4 rebounds. Didn't score last night against the Southeast Polk Rams. She'll start at one guard wearing number 1. The other guard is Caitlin Clark, 5'11 senior. Averaging 36 points, 13.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and she'll wear number 11. Clark, a 5'11 senior. The other guard is Emma Gipple, Kipple, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 6.5 points, 8 rebounds. Score number 23. And the other guard for Dowling, or rather the other forward for Dowling, Grace Gaber. Gaber, a 5'11 senior, averaging 10.5 points, 2 rebounds. Score number 31. Center, Nye Tong for the Maroons. Tong, a 6'1 senior, averaging 5.5 points, 6 rebounds. So for the Maroons, McVay, Clark, Gipple, Gaber, and Tong. Dowling comes in averaging 69 points on offense. They give up 55 on defense. And now for the Roosevelt Rough Riders, the home team on the scoreboard. They'll be wearing their all-white uniforms with blue numbers in trim. The head coach, Morgan Schoenberg, in her fourth year, 24 wins, 43 losses. The Riders come in ranked number 11 in Class 5A. They're out of the Metro Conference of the CIML, and they have a record of 1-2. They'll start at one guard, Trinity Cheatham. The 5'7 sophomore transferred from Des Moines Lincoln. She averages 10 points, 4 rebounds. She'll wear number 1. The other guard is Kiala Madison. Madison, a 5'5 freshman, averaging 13.5 points, 3.5 assists. She'll wear number 3. At one forward, Ariana Jackson, a 5'9 freshman, averaging 11.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. Jackson wears number 2. And the other forward is Charisma Wright. Wright, a 6-foot senior, averaging 6 points, 5 rebounds. And the other guard is Amaya Davison, number 22, a 5'7 sophomore, averaging 8 steals on the season, or has 8 steals on the season to lead the team, averaging 13.5 points and 3 assists. So again for the Riders, it's Cheatham, Madison, Davison, the 3 guards, Jackson and Wright in the forward positions. Rough Riders come in averaging 56 points on offense, give up 63 on defense. Dowling has won both recent meetings against the Rough Riders. Since 2013, Dowling defeated Roosevelt 68-36 back in 2017, and back in 2013 defeated the Riders 71-34. So, Mr. DeVinny, that is the tale of the tape. So we're about ready for tip-off. We're going to take a break and send it back to our studios before the tip-off. Again, a reminder, we'll have a message from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and our pregame prayer coming up with Father Ryan Andrew. And we'll be back with a tip-off, Dowling and Roosevelt from the Pomerantz Gym here at Roosevelt High School, coming up on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
Hello, my name is Father Ryan Andrew, and I'm the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Let us pray for the coaches, players, and trainers tonight for this athletic competition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts. We ask you to bless all those involved in this athletic competition tonight. We ask that you keep them safe, and that they all show good sportsmanship. We ask this through Christ our Lord, amen. All holy men and women, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Welcome back to the Roosevelt Rough Rider Gymnasium. Pomerantz Gym is actually called. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Dowling and Roosevelt. Again, the Dowling starters are Ella McVay, Caitlin Clark, Emma Gipple, the three guards, Grace Gaber, and Nye Tong in the post position for Roosevelt. They'll start Trinity Cheatham, Kiala Madison, Ariana Jackson, along with Charisma Wright and Amaya Davidson, the five starters for the Rough Riders. Roosevelt with a record of 1-2, Dowling with a record of 3-1. Both teams' last loss was to their last opponent, and they both played Southeast Polk. A loss last night for Dowling, 80-71, a game you heard on Iowa Catholic Radio. And for Roosevelt, they played Southeast Polk last Friday night, losing by the score of 69-48 over at the Southeast Polk Gymnasium. Riders come in number 11, Dowling number 2, Steve DeVinny. We're all set, national anthem. And, of course, you always like the introductions, how some of these teams do the introductions. And, oh, my gosh.
Hall of Famer, Tom Mr. Donahue Overtime. Walking by.
We have Mr. Overtime.
Hall of Famer, Tom
Donahue.
How
you doing, Mr. Donahue? Did you win tonight? You did. So he accidentally won. That's what he's trying to tell us.
Come on, Mark.
We're underway. Dowling with the tip underneath. They work at the right block to Caitlin Clark, and she shoots and scores off the glass. That time she just posted everybody up there, Steve.
Yeah, difficult to guard her down there in that block. She sort of just overpowered the shorter defender.
All right, Riders with the basketball. Our officials tonight, John Jensen, Mark Brandt, and Dax Wiedemeyer. Three-person officiating crew. Want to thank them for being here. Underneath, Roosevelt, a forced shot no good by Amaya Davidson. Out of bounds, they're going to give it to the Rough Riders.
They're looking to do some dribble penetration tonight, a little bit similar to what Polk was doing last night.
Oh, I know. They were watching that film, Steve, you know that. Roosevelt coaches were. Rough Riders, now they post up inside with the basketball. Right, Charisma, turnaround shot, blocked by Nitong into the hands of Dowling. Gipple comes away with it. Here's Clark for three, right wing, off the back iron, no good. McVay with the rebound. Her putback is no good. And the rebound cleared out of there by Trinity Cheatham.
Two good looks for the Maroons, just a little bit long in both cases.
No question about that. All right, Dowling in the back on defense, man-to-man, as they go right to left and dribble drive inside. And a shot up and good. And a shot up and good by the Rough Riders. That
Jackson is with a nice move.
Mariana Jackson underneath Dowling with the basketball. Shot up and no good, out of bounds. It'll be Rough
looked
Rider
like
basketball.
Ball, looked like the ball might have slipped out of her hands a little bit there on Caitlin Clark. Just lost the handle a little bit.
We're tied at two. Dowling and Roosevelt here at the Rough Rider Gym underneath. Ayla Madison shoots and scores. She did a nice little crossover to score there.
Yep.
4-2 Rough Riders. Here's Gaber for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound Gipple, and her put back up, good. Nice job by Emma Gipple.
It appears in the early going that the Maroons might have a little bit of height advantage on the boards. Maybe can do some damage if they take the ball inside.
Rough Riders in the lane. It's up. And it's good by the Rough Riders once again. That is Ariana Jackson. She has 4 points. Dowling with the ball. Gipple backing in on the left block. Shot to left hand is short. Rebound Clark pulls it out of there. Put back up and no good. Rims out. Rebound Trinity Cheatham. Riders have it. They lead by two and have the basketball. They go right to left towards the west basket here in the Rough Rider Gym. Underneath shot is blocked. Nitong with another block. Rebounded by Dowling. Clark with it. In transition behind her back. Pull up jumper free throw line. Good! How about that move by Caitlin Clark?
Well, she's got them, doesn't she?
Oh, my goodness. I thought O'Hare and you had all those moves, you know, and my goodness.
I've never had them. Coach O'Hare's never had them. He just likes to say that he had them.
Well, he talks a good game. Now underneath, Roosevelt with an off-balance shot. It's no good. And a whistle and ball called as Charisma Wright jumping it up with Nitong. And we've got a timeout on the floor called by Dowling. We'll see if it's a full or a 30. 5:18 remaining first quarter, tied at 6. Here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 30-second timeout called by the Maroons, and it'll be a jump ball. And whose possession here, Steve? I think it'll be Roosevelt possession, according to the
– okay. Yeah, I'm kind of blocked
You're blocked by the guy in the striped shirt, which happens to be Scott Hauser.
Oh, sure.
And, yeah, it is.
Been here for a while, hasn't Scott?
He has. Good guy. Known him a long time. His late father was the official scorer at Drake for many years. And Scott took over when his father passed away, unfortunately, several years ago around Christmas time. But, Scott's taken over. He's got a whole wad of candy that he shares with everybody in the scorer's table. I asked him if this is part of the scorer's table. He said no. So we're not getting any of that candy.
I was going to say.
No, that doesn't work out that way. All right, want to thank Kemen along with Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, Catholic Tuition Organization, and R&R Realty Group for supporting our broadcast all year long. Dowling Catholic High School girls and boys basketball. Trinity Cheatham throws it in, gets top of the key, and that's Ayla Madison with it. Back to Cheatham as Davison had it and lost it for a moment. They work it inside. This is Charisma Wright, and in the corner goes for three. Good! That's Trinity Cheatham with the three-pointer from the left corner. And the Rough Riders now take a three-point lead, 9-6 over Dowling. That's their largest lead of the night. Now whistling a foul the other way, Dowling with the ball. And they're going to call a foul on Roosevelt's Trinity Cheatham.
Roosevelt kids look like they're really, really enjoying the challenge and having fun out here pushing the ball up and down the floor.
You could see that.
Now isolation for Nye Tong.
And they got her isolated, and she scores off the glass from the right side. Nye Tong with her first basket for Dowling.
Nobody was helping back in the paint. Everybody was chasing guards 40 feet from the basket.
9-8.
Well designed.
Yep. Three-pointer no good by Amaya Davison. Rebound Dowling, and here's Clark. Caitlin with it in the front court. Stops the right elbow. Gives it for Gaber for three. It's off the mark. No good. Defensive rebound. Ariana Jackson. And Roosevelt with the ball. This is Kiayla Madison with it. Inside it goes to Jackson. Her shot no good. Foul on Dowling.
Fine player. Good penetrator.
Foul will be on Grace Gaber. Her first. Team foul number one on Dowling. So both teams with a foul each. 4:24 remaining. First quarter. Roosevelt 9. Dowling 8 in this girls' contest. Three substitutions coming in for Dowling after this free throw attempt.
It looks like four girls coming in.
And it is number four, as the free throw is good.
Four subs, and Caitlin Clark will stay out there.
Free throw good by
Brianna Rodriguez. You got Julia
Ariana
Moore,
Jackson,
the freshman. You've got number 15, Meg Simplot, and you've got Lexi Bowles rounding out the Maroons lineup.
A little bit of everything. Second free throw is good by Ariana Jackson. And Roosevelt with a three-point lead, 11-8. Clark in the front court for Dowling. Dribble handoff, and nearly it is lost. Julia Moore.
Boy. I'm not sure what happened there.
Dribble handoff, and I think Julia thought Caitlin was just going to take it down the lane or down the baseline, and she did not. Mentioned the Dowling substitutions. Brianna Rodriguez, Meg Simplot, Julia Moore, and Lexi Bowles all in. Clark stays. So the other four starters out. Roosevelt with the ball. Kiayla Madison with it. She has 6 points here in this early going, and now we got an offensive foul on Roosevelt.
Screen.
Illegal screen.
Foul on Ewing, her first, team second. Maroon ball out of bounds.
And I think Roosevelt substitution. Ascente Tillman in there. And the foul was on number 45 for the Riders.
Coast to coast right there for number 11, Caitlin Clark. Coast to coast.
What else would you expect? Roosevelt with new personnel also, and they didn't. Somebody didn't match up with her.
Yep.
Dowling stays man-to-man. With the ball is Kiayla Madison. She tries to work it inside, poked away, and Dowling comes away with it. Clark with the steal. Caitlin in the front court. Works the left side. Goes into the lane. Looks. Can't find anybody in the corner. Rodriguez. She won't get the shot off. Cut off nicely by Madison. They work underneath. The shot off the glass. No good. Too hard by Simplot. Rebound Bowles, and she got away with a Euro step maybe.
Thought maybe she was fouled. She was hoping for the call, but defense by the Riders.
Her shot was no good, as you mentioned. Rebound Roosevelt. There's Ariana Jackson in the front court. Dribble handoff goes to Trinity Cheatham. Cheatham works the left side. Now back to Jackson. Poked away by Bowles. Now we got a whistle and foul on Lexi. And Lexi will pick up her first foul. So team foul number two on Dowling. Both teams with two fouls each. 3:15 remaining first quarter. 11-10 is our score. Roosevelt with the lead over Dowling. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Non-conference game. Dowling out of the Central Conference of the CIML, taking on Roosevelt out of the Metro Conference of the CIML. Riders have it and traveling called on Madison. Ariana, or rather Kiayla, just a little quick before putting the ball on the floor traveling.
Took that extra step, Mark.
Clark with it in the front court, guarded by Tillman. Clark will launch three, top of the key, off the mark, no good, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Roosevelt basketball.
Although I don't think the Maroons have played poorly so far, but they look a little bit sluggish coming off that tough contest from last evening.
It's a matter of time you shake those off. Roosevelt obviously did not play last night. Their last game was last Friday. So they've had a few extra days of rest and practice, I'm sure. Riders have it in the front court. They go right to left. Roosevelt in their home white uniforms. Nice little pass inside. A shot off the glass. No good by Navia Ewing. There's two Ewing sisters in the game. And Dowling with the rebound. Bowles comes away with it in the corner. Down court they go. They get it to Rodriguez. Brianna looking for a cutter. Finds Bowles on the left block. Can't get a shot off. Back to Rodriguez. Dribbles to the left elbow, nearly stolen away by Jackson. Now a pull-up jumper up and rolls off the rim. No good by Simplot. And a putback up and good.
Good offensive board by Lexi Bowles right there, Mark.
She stayed with the play, and Bowles with her first 2 points held scoreless last night against the Southeast Hope.
Number three right there for the Roosevelt Riders,
Kiela.
Madison.
Yeah, Kiela Madison.
Answers back with another dribble penetration in the paint, little runner in there from about 10 feet away.
Roosevelt stays man underneath. They let her go, and a shot good, no good rather, by Simplot, but she drew the foul, and Meg will go to the free throw line.
Foul was number zero, I think, Tillman for Riders.
Yep, Asente Tillman picks up the foul. That is team foul number three on Roosevelt, two on the Maroons. Minute 58 remaining in the quarter. Roosevelt 13, Dowling 12. First free throw up and good. Bounces through. Gets the old Steve DeVinny roll, Julie, by Simplot.
If KO's listening, I mean, are they playing right now, KO?
They're over at, yes, the Dowling. They're over at Callanan. Callanan School off 31st.
Yep, boys.
They're on the south side of the freeway. We're on the north side of the freeway. Exit down at 42nd. Free throw good. Dowling retakes the lead. Simplot makes them both. And it's 14-13, Dowling by one. Minute 50 remaining here in the first quarter. Riders have it. Here's Amaya Davison with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Pull-up jumper on a crossover. No good from the right elbow. Rebound Dowling. That was a tremendous job of dribbling to get open.
James Harden. Shake and bake.
You said that last night to somebody. Underneath, a shot with the left hand. No good by Julia Moore. Fight for the rebound. And McVay has it. And we've got a jump ball.
Man.
It'll be Dowling basketball underneath their own basket.
Roosevelt and their fans very excited about the pace of play so far.
No, you gotta like that. Very exciting.
Yeah.
All right, Maroons inbound the ball. As Simplot throws it in. Gets it to Julia Moore. It's Moore, Rodriguez, Bowles. Over in the corner, McVay. She shoots a three. It's off the mark, no good, and a loose ball foul called on Bowles. Lexi will pick up her second, just hustling for position.
Yep.
And that'll get Nye Tong off the bench as Clark is out.
Bowles, her second, team third. Tong checks back in for the Maroons, right, a ball out of bounds.
So it'll be McVay, Tong, along with Meg Simplot, Brianna Rodriguez. And pressure in the backcourt, Julia Moore, the five on the floor for Dowling. A minute 10 remaining in the quarter, 14-13, Dowling by one. Roosevelt is led by two. Dowling is led by as many as three. Corner three, no. And a rebound to McVay. Ella with it in the front court, has the ball stolen away. Ariana Jackson with the steal underneath, layup no good, and a whistle and a foul called on Roosevelt.
Well, it looks like she was out of bounds as she kind of slipped. They're just going to award it back to the Maroons.
Violation, yep. You're right. So a turnover on the play back in Roosevelt lineup is Asente Tillman.
Fast pace to the game tonight. Defensive like full court pressure now by the Riders.
You got to like that.
Now they're dropping back into a straight person-to-person defense.
Straight man-to-man. Dowling with the ball and a bad pass that time as Moore, the freshman, led her teammate a little too far.
Yep.
Trying to get it to Simplot. Turnover against Dowling.
Little sloppy in the early going for the Maroons.
A little different type of game than last night.
Back-to-back nights. It's not easy.
Yeah, it never is. Never is. Asente Tillman with it. She has a ball stolen away by Dowling. Lead pass to Rodriguez. Brianna down the lane and her shot up and no good. Tong with the rebound. And she loses on the floor, but McVay tracks it down. Long three coming up and good. That is Julia Moore with her first three of her career. How about that?
Yeah, didn't hesitate. 14, shot it with confidence.
14 seconds left in the quarter. Dowling by four. Underneath, a shot up and no good. And a foul on Dowling.
Is this going to be a repeat of last night, Mark, where the tall players for the Maroons get in foul trouble? That's on Nye Tong.
Nye picks up her first. And that'll be team foul number four on Dowling.
Lexi's already got two.
Right to the free throw line. Charisma. And she hits the first free throw. A 66% free throw shooter on the year. Cuts the Dowling lead to three. It's 17-14 Dowling. 8.9 seconds left to play. Now we got the offense defense coming back.
Well, it looks like with 9 seconds to go in the quarter, the Maroons have all their starters back in the ballgame.
They just subbed another one in.
Simplot's coming back out, but she didn't know she was coming back out.
Yeah, they're counting.
No, she's out. Meg didn't know, but we got
Yeah, four in the block, and and McVay is way back, basket hanging.
No, they didn't see her.
Yeah, now she's out.
Cherry picking down there.
That's a good word for it. Second free throw is good by Wright. She's got 2 points. Dowling with the ball.
Start the clock.
And here's Clark across half court 5 seconds ago. Coming off a ball screen, right side, shot off the glass. Good. How about that? Caitlin Clark with her 8 point here in the first quarter. We've come to the end of the first quarter with the score.
Just how they drew it up.
Yeah. Dowling 19, Roosevelt 15. Back in the second quarter of this girls' game from the Pomerantz Gymnasium on the campus of Roosevelt High School here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Roosevelt Gym. Mark Amadale alongside Steve DeVinny as we're underway here in the second quarter. Roosevelt has the first possession. Dowling leads 19-15 over the Riders. Riders with it. Three-pointer to left wing. It's no good. Nice box out that time by Grace Gaber, and she gets the rebound.
Nice job there by Grace.
Dowling down court, and here's McVay for three, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound, and Nitong had it, and they're going to call her for the loose ball foul.
Well, that's the second post player for the Maroons with her second foul.
Yes,
a little bit of a deja vu from last night, Mark.
Yeah, that was not good. As Nitong picks up her second foul, team foul number 5 on Dowling, 3 on Roosevelt. 19-15 Maroons, and the Riders have it. With it, dribbling towards the basket on the right side is Jackson. Gets cut off and now leaves it for Trinity Cheatham. Now they reverse it to the left wing. Madison with it. This is Kiela. Dribble drives in the lane, leaves it for Davidson. She drives in the lane and loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be a turnover against the Riders.
Yeah. Looked like maybe she was tripped, but just happened to misstep and fall down.
We want to thank R&R Realty Group, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Mercy One for supporting our broadcast all season long. Mark Amadale alongside Steve DeVinny tonight here in the second quarter. Here's Clark for three off the right wing. It's no good. Tong with the rebound as it slapped away and taken away by Roosevelt's Amaya Davidson. Davidson dribbling down the lane, runs into Tong, and a shot is up and good. The basket will count the foul on Nye Tong, and that will be her third. Wow.
That's her third. Lexi's got 2. Maroons may have to go with the shorter lineup at some point.
I think that is possible, as Bowles will be back in for Nye.
Nye didn't think she fouled, but a little bit of contact there.
Yeah, judgment of the official, our officials tonight. I think I had them earlier. The free throw is good, so she completes the 3-point play, does Davidson. That's her first 3 points of the night. As our officials are John Jensen, Mark Brandt, and Dax Wiedemeyer. And now here's a steal by Roosevelt as they try to get it inside to Gaber. Down court goes Maya Davidson in the corner to Madison for three. Good! Hey, this Roosevelt team won't quit. Madison now with 7 points. And it's 21-19, Riders by 2 over Dowling. 6:20 remaining, second quarter. Clark with it. And they're going to call a jump ball as Clark had her, was tied up. She dribbled into a triple team that time.
Yeah, she thought that the defender was going to go with the girl that she faked the handoff to, and that didn't happen, so they tied her up. And Riders have a little bit more energy, more enthusiasm than the Maroons, and Maroons are having trouble shaking off that game from last night.
Underneath Clark, her shot no good, tip no good, rebounded by Roosevelt and Charisma Wright. She battled in there too. Outlet pass goes to Amaya Davidson. Davidson at the free throw line. Gets it to Kiayla Madison, and now traveling called on Madison. A little bit too much dribbling there by, Davidson with the travel.
Yeah. Just looked up at the fouls again tonight, Mark, similar to last night. Maroons have 16 fouls already. Riders will be shooting from here on out the rest of the half, so hopefully the Maroons can avoid that.
Dowling running a little dribble weave. With it is Gipple. And we got a whistle and a foul called on Roosevelt. Kiayla Madison with the reach-in foul. That'll be her first foul.
Yeah, Kiayla's working super. Or was that Trinity Cheatham? Yeah,
oh,
that was Cheatham. And she was working extremely hard to prevent the ball going back into Caitlin Clark's hands and got caught with a hold.
Well, Cheatham with her second foul.
Yep.
And now Dowling inbounds the ball. Here's Bowles with it down the left side. Layup, good. She got the whole, like a C part on that left block,
yeah.
And Lexi scores her fourth point. First basket for Dowling here in the second quarter, believe it or not. Tied at 21, Dowling and Roosevelt here on Iowa Catholic Radio. 5.5 minutes remaining in the half. Michael Connor, the Dowling boys coach, will join us at halftime. Bowles with the block shot as Davidson put it up. Rebound Dowling. Down court to Gaber. Layup is up and too strong. Rebound Gipple. Her put back up and good.
Good pass by Caitlin Clark. Couldn't convert, but nice play by Gipple on the offensive board.
Certainly was. Clark, or rather Gipple couldn't convert, Gaber couldn't convert, but
correct.
Gipple followed it up, as you mentioned, on the right
these
side.
These G names are killing us, man. Gaber and Gipple.
I love it. Love it. We'll work it out. All right, here's Kiayla Madison with it. Dowling stays man-to-man. Corner three by Jackson, no good. Tip, no good. Rebound, Bowles. Boy, she's come to life here for Dowling off the bench.
She's very, very active right there.
There's Clark with it. Caitlin down the lane. Pull-up jumper off the glass. Rolls off, no good. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball. Caitlin had a great look at the basket, but a little too much spin on it, and it spun out of the rim.
Yep, couldn't convert.
Gaber will check out. And Dowling will inbound the ball with Brianna Rodriguez in there. So Gipple throws it in. Gets it to Clark. For three, top of the key. Good! Right over Ariana Jackson. Caitlin Clark with her first corner of the contest.
I'm not sure Jackson thought she was going to shoot it from that deep. And we know from watching all the Maroon games that she will shoot it from that deep.
All right, in the lane is Madison. Her shot no good. Rebound Clark. Outlet pass down to Gipple. She tracks it down and finally goes out of bounds. They say it went off of Trinity Cheatham of
good hustle play.
Of Roosevelt.
Good pass by Clark, but Gipple struggled to kind of catch up to it. Finally did right underneath the basket.
Our thanks to our hosts here at Roosevelt High School, Tracy Johnson, the athletic director, and all the staff. Morgan Schoenberg and her staff on the girls' side, including their assistant, Terry Giaffredi, and boys' coach Adam Daly in his first year here. Somebody that Coach Swain coached in high school. And now underneath, they get it to Rodriguez on the inbounds play, and Dowling's Brianna Rodriguez with her first basket.
Nice patience on the out-of-bounds play. She was about the fourth option, and she opened up real late in the count.
And
wide-open layup.
Quietly, Dowling with a seven-point lead now.
Yeah, they've extended a little bit.
All right, another steal. Bowles pokes it away now in the hands of Clark. 4 minutes remaining, Dowling by seven. Clark, pull-up jumper, left elbow, good! Caitlin Clark with her fifth point of the quarter and her 13th of the game.
Bowles done a nice job limiting the Riders to one opportunity in addition to those two block shots.
All right, Davidson with it, leaves it over to Jackson. Her shot no good, Bowles weak side rebound, Dowling.
Here we go again on a fast break.
Here's Clark with it down the lane, a shot up and a blocking foul called on the Riders.
Yeah, I think that's
Caitlin,
right.
Caitlin will go to the free throw line.
Crowd didn't like it, but I don't believe she was set.
Jackson will pick up the foul. That's her first. It's Ariana Jackson. And free throw's coming.
Now I believe the referee forgot who the foul was on.
It was a gal that got off the bottom of the...
Number two, Yep.
So Jackson... We're right behind the scorers table here at Roosevelt. That's what I had her do.
And we're right in front of the Rider fans. They were not happy with that call, Mark.
Well, they'll be okay. Clark makes the first free throw. 14 points for Caitlin Clark here in the second quarter. 3 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. Dowling up to a 10-point lead.
Lexi just checks out. Lexi Bowles with a fine 3 or 4 minute span there for the Maroons.
Now the small lineup for Dowling.
Yep.
Second free throw is good by Clark. As taking her place is Aaron Kleppe, the 5'10 junior. Will take. She's the third post player. We got a timeout called by Roosevelt. This will be a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. Dowling with an 11-point lead, 32-21, 3:36 remaining in the second quarter. Alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo, back to Roosevelt High School in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Hey, we're back here at the Roosevelt Gym, Pomerance Gymnasium, as it's called here.
Illegal screen again?
On Roosevelt, and it is a foul out. Roosevelt coming out of the timeout, fouls on Navia Ewing. That's her second.
Yeah, they drew that up, and she did not stay still as her teammate was trying to rub shoulders with her.
So Dowling will have the basketball, and quietly Dowling has taken an 11-point lead after trailing by as many, well, I think one or two in that stretch. They got it all back now and then some. Maroons still battling the foul problems. Nye Tong on the bench with three fouls, and Lexi Bowles with two. Clark back. Clark in the game. Leaves it for Rodriguez. In the corner it goes to Julia Moore. Moore in the lane, and she double dribbles.
Lost control.
Yep, good defense that time by Trinity Cheatham.
Might have been a bad call. She did lose control, but she didn't double dribble, I don't think.
32-21, Dowling by 11. 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. Team fouls, Dowling with six, and Roosevelt with six. And each team with four timeouts remaining here in the contest. Riders with it. Here's Amaya Davison. Dribble handoff to Kiala Madison. Madison in the lane. Lisa for her teammate, and that was Charisma Wright. Her shot off the glass, no good from the right block. Rebound Dowling. Boy, she missed a point-blank shot.
Yeah, Rosie's just kind of hit a cold streak, and the Maroons are getting every defensive board, so it's kind of been a one and done the last 3 or 4 minutes for Roosevelt.
Ball slapped in the backcourt. Retrieving is Dowling's Meg Simplot in there. Lisa for Clark. Roosevelt stays man-to-man. Three-pointer by Clark, no good, and a whistle and offensive foul, or loose ball foul, on Kleppy, I believe.
Yep.
Aaron Kleppy, the 5'10 senior, transferred from, I think, the Cedar Rapids area. I got to follow up on that. You're not helping me out.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I believe so. She transferred in. She's a senior. Her parents moved in, and she is now the third post player. And tonight, luckily, because Nye Tong and Lexi Bowles both battling some foul trouble, combined they have 6 points, with Bowles having four off the bench. Free throws coming for Roosevelt. This is a one-on-one, Charisma Wright. First free throw good. She's got a nice shot.
Yeah.
She's three for three at the line tonight. 66% free throw shooter for the senior for Roosevelt, one of five seniors on this team. Charisma, second free throw coming, and it rolls through. I didn't give her the announcers.
Well, she was listening.
No,
she was going to prove you wrong.
She wasn't paying attention to me like most people don't. All right, here's McVay with it. Bad pass in the corner. They try to get it in the lane, and it's stolen away by the Riders. Here's Jackson with it. Hands it off to Madison. Madison, top of the key for Roosevelt. 2 minutes remaining in the lane, running
shake
jumper
and
up
bake.
And good. Love her game. Jackson with her 6 point.
Shake and bake.
Ariana Jackson shoots and scores, and now a whistle and a foul.
Looks like that's on Davison right there, I believe.
Is that who they called for the foul? Free throw's coming for Dowling and Caitlin Clark. Now the official's talking it over.
Well, is that the sixth or the seventh team foul?
Going to whistle the foul on Madison. So that is her first foul. And it is a one-and-one. And
she wasn't even close to the play mark.
Good. Lexi Bowles checks in the Dowling lineup along with Grace Gaber and
Emma Gipple. His buddy came over and told him. Yeah.
22?
Yeah. Number three wasn't
you
even.
You were right the first time.
She wasn't even in the same zip code as the play.
And you know what? For the second time tonight, I gave the foul to Madison, and she doesn't have any.
Right.
So if relatives of Kayla Madison, the 5'5 freshman for Roosevelt, are listening. Free throw no good by Clark. Rare miss by Caitlin, who has 15 points. Rebound Riders with it is Jackson. She'll launch the three right, ring it short. Rebound Clark, and here we go. 2-on-1 fast break. Caitlin down the lane. Shot off the glass, good. Caitlin Clark, you can't let her.
In traffic, 1-on-2.
You can't let her do that.
Powered it up.
She had a young lady to her left and right, and now down the lane, a shot no good by Cheatham. Offensive rebound, Roosevelt's right, and a block shot or tie-up almost by Bowles. Down the lane, Clark, her shot no good, and she'll go to the free throw line. Fouls on Madison, and this will be her first foul.
Yep.
After I tried to give her one earlier, and it'll be 1-on-1 coming up. Madison with the foul. And 1-on-1 coming up for Dowlings. Caitlin Clark, who has 17 points here in the first half.
Business as usual for Caitlin.
Well, last night she had 22 at halftime. And the first free throw is good. 18 points now for Caitlin. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by Mercy One, along with our good friends Kemen, Dental Associates, Construction Professionals, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Second free throw good. 19 points for Caitlin Clark. And it's 36-25. Dowlings lead back to 11. Roosevelt with the ball right to left in front of us, as we're located here on the south end of the Ryder Gymnasium. Roosevelt driving baseline, and a shot up and blocked out of bounds, and a foul on Dowling, Amaya
Davison.
Looks like Davison.
Gaber, I think.
You're right.
Yeah,
Grace Gaber.
Grace got her on the arm as she was going up for the layup. 11-point lead here for the Maroons, just under a minute to go in the first half.
And free throws coming for the Riders. And the first free throw is up and good by Amaya Davison. That is her fourth point of the night. Second one up, good. So Amaya Davison coming in averaging 13.5 points, a 65% free throw shooter, cuts the Dowling lead to 9, 36-27. 50 Ooh. Seconds remaining, and now we got traveling on the Maroons.
Gee,
a little bunny
yes.
hop.
Lost control of the dribble.
So turnover back over to Roosevelt. Dowling had a nice run there. They went from a 1-point deficit to 11-point lead, and now the Riders have kind of steadied and evened things out.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark will have a seat on the bench with 51 seconds remaining. So it'll be McVeigh, Julia Moore, Grace Gaber, Lexi Bowles. As Roosevelt with the basketball, Kayla Madison with it. Goes to the lane. Now a corner three by Jackson, right wing. Good. How about that? Jackson with her first three-pointer of the night. 9 points for her. Dowling with the ball, leading by 6, 20 seconds remaining. This is Emma Gipple in the lane, layup good. Oh, she found a nice seam there, Steve, to take the ball to.
Dribbled in there strong, didn't she?
6 points for Gipple, and now McVeigh nearly stole the ball. It'll be Roosevelt basketball.
Good pressure there by Ella in the backcourt. In the backcourt.
So just bothering the guards and caught one of them napping, and now Cheatham will dribble up for Roosevelt with 10 seconds remaining, Dowling by 8.
They'll obviously play for one, the last shot.
Riders now, Cheatham underneath, layup with the left hand, no good. McVeigh with the rebound, half-court shot at the horn is no good. And we go to halftime with Dowling leading Roosevelt 38-30 here at the Pomerantz Gym on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Steve DeVinny, what a first half we saw. Dowling got out to a 19-15 lead, and the Maroons have an 8-point lead here at halftime.
Took them a little while to get going, right, to shake the cobwebs off from that tough game last night. And then about early in the second quarter, they went on a really good run when Roosevelt struggled to make shots and pulled out to a 10-11-point lead and maintained 8 points here at halftime.
How ironic is this? Dowling scored 19 points in the first quarter and second quarter. Roosevelt scored 15 points in the first quarter and second quarter.
Wow.
Just for you math guys over there, that's
hey,
my right.
Well, let's think this through, Mark. If that happens again for the next two quarters, the Maroons will win by 16.
And you did that all without a calculator. I didn't see your phone or anything out when you come up with that. Dowling leading here at halftime, 38-30. We'll tabulate the scoring, and we'll catch up with head coach Mike O'Connor of the Dowling boys basketball team, who plays next. He's right behind us. I knew he would be.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take a break and come back. I was wondering who was kneeing me in the back here in the bleachers at Roosevelt. Back in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio.
KWKY Des Moines,
K233BT Des Moines,
KIHS Adel.
And welcome back to the Roosevelt Gym, Pomerantz Gymnasium. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny here at halftime. Dowling leading Roosevelt 38-30 in the girls' contest. Boys' game to follow here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And that brings in the Dowling head boys basketball coach, Michael Connor. OC, thanks for joining us. Best of luck tonight against the Riders. And congratulations on your first win Friday night of the season. Guys went 1-1 last week. What a tough week that was, playing Valley and number one now, Iowa City West. And your kids got more practice, more game experience. Tonight you go on the road the second time this year, and you're here at Roosevelt. Welcome, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here. Good to be back in the gym and playing another game. Up and down week for us last week, and hopefully we can start to show a little bit of consistency here heading the next couple weeks, heading to break.
Well, you take on a Roosevelt team under first-year coach Adam Daly, who replaced Charles Anders, who, matter of fact, Roosevelt played Dowling in the sub-state semifinal last year and ended Roosevelt's season. Z retired, he went into administration, and now Adam Daly, a longtime assistant coach in the metro area, and I hate to say this because I know he's listening, he's on his way. Mike Swain coached him at Des Moines Christian. I don't know if that means anything, but that might be the reason why it took him 15 years to be a head coach, because of the Swainers involved. He was his assistant coach for a while, but what do you expect from this Roosevelt team? Riders are 0-2, but they got a brand new coach, and how does that affect the Dowling preparation tonight, Mike?
Well, we've had a chance to see him on film twice. The thing that stands out is how hard they play. They're really, really scrappy. They're not terribly big, but they play bigger than they are. So we know that we're going to be in for a dogfight tonight. They're going to come out and get after us. They're not going to back down. We got to do a great job guarding the ball screen tonight. Got to do a great job on the glass. For a team that's not very big, they rebound pretty well. So we need to make sure that we take care of that tonight. And the Helms kid is really good. I think he's averaging 22, 24 points a game. He's really, really good, and he can get 30 tonight. He's that talented. So we've got to make sure we do a great job on him and keep him in front and make him see bodies and hopefully prevent him from getting anything clean and getting into a rhythm.
Oh, see, Mark and I didn't go to Iowa City West. By the score, you had come back on the pregame against Valley and said that you guys didn't play great. But I thought against Valley, you guys played very well in all facets of the game. I mean, defensively and offensively, you guys shot it with confidence. And a lot of progress was made just in a couple days. How's it been since the Valley game, the practice and all that?
Practice has been really good. Obviously, we still got a long ways to go and a long way to grow, but I don't know if this has come from a basketball coach or from a football coach, but I heard a coach say one time, you make the greatest improvements from game one to game two, and that was very evident for us. And I really think part of it is we didn't scrimmage either. So
yeah,
that was really our first live
right
action. And City West is the wrong
time.
Yeah,
that.
It's the wrong person to play is your first game. And we did grow from that. We learned from it, and we talked a couple times to the kids about, hey, we just, now the goal is to work to get another crack at City West somewhere down the road.
Well, Coach, it you know, continues this week. It doesn't get any easier. Conference openers this Friday up at Ankeny. We'll be there for that contest. But you mentioned progress and more practice time, more team time, and yet you're going to see that. The football players starting to get in there. I wouldn't call it gym shape. I think they're pretty good shape. It's getting their shooting touch back and their dribble. And I thought Matt Stillwell, who's your leading scorer, coming off a nice football season, really blended in well. And some of those, you know, you're not shooting the best. Some of your perimeter guys, I know you want, you're going to have them shoot out of it, and they do that every year. And Daniel and Riggs and that, they'll come around. But it's all about having confidence and getting that chemistry going. Because I like your intensity, and you always said this, Coach, and I believe it, they always give effort.
Yeah, they do. They give great effort. And our effort was great against City West. We just played bad. We made bad decisions and didn't control things that are our control. And that holds true every night. You can't beat yourself. And when you play City West, you can't beat yourself. And you're already going to have a chance to get beat by a really good team. And then when you go and turn it over 21 times and you give up 13 offensive rebounds, you're not giving yourself a chance.
No.
And we clean those things up on Friday. But tonight's a new night. It's a new challenge. Now we have to see how we handle a little bit of success and can we start to be consistent. You know, last year it took us a while to be consistent, and hopefully we've learned from that because we got a lot of experience back and guys that played that hopefully we can play at a little bit higher level tonight than maybe we did last year at this time after coming off on some success Friday night.
Oh, see, how deep is Roosevelt? Will they play 8 or 9 kids, or will they keep it short rotation?
No, they'll play 8 or 9 kids. Other than the Helms kid, they're all pretty similar. They're all about 6 foot, 6 foot one, and are all willing to put on the floor and all willing to shoot it. He's a difference maker. You'll see it when he gets out here and starts playing. The game moves at a different speed with him. So they're relatively deep, and they'll throw bodies at us, but we feel like we've got some bodies, too, to throw at them.
We've mentioned on air you got 7 kids that are 6'5" or taller. These guys are a little bit shorter team. What do you guys try to do tonight to exploit that, or do you really focus much on that?
Well, anytime you play a team that's shorter than you, I'll say, you want to try to get the ball inside to your guys that can finish. But we don't want to go away from what we've been working on in practice, and that's running our offense. And we'll get Ryan some touches in there, but we just want to keep doing the things that we've been working. The biggest thing tonight is we have to dominate the glass. If we dominate the glass, we think we'll be in a really good spot at the end of the game. But we can't give them second and third chances tonight.
OC, any changes in your starting lineup and rotation based on the matchup with a smaller team tonight?
No. Everything will be the same. You'll see the same guys you saw on Friday night. We've had a good 2 days of practice and excited to see how we respond tonight.
I know you have the opportunity to coach B.J. Windhorst, your opponent last Friday night, his two boys. I know you've had a chance to coach them. What was the talk like on Saturday and Sunday when that happened? And what did B.J. say about his Valley team?
You know what? We don't really talk about it.
Really?
Yeah. It's
probably just as well.
We try to leave this. We'll talk about the game, and we'll talk about, hey, I like you did this, and this is really good that you did this, but greater than the game. It doesn't matter who wins or loses. It makes one of us feel better than the other one for about 2 days, but then he plays Centennial tonight, we play Roosevelt, so we've both forgotten about it.
That's a good way to
and
put it.
Our son's team won last night, so we've been focused on that. They play in the championship game at 8:30 tonight.
Nice.
So
there you go.
So we got to try to get this thing moving.
Coach O'Connor, thanks for joining us. Best of luck tonight on the road here at Roosevelt. Thanks for coming up and talking with us.
Thanks, guys.
Oh,
stay
see,
warm.
Good luck tonight.
It's freezing in here.
It is cold.
I just thought it was
mittens.
Me. All right, Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball
luck,
coach. We'll take a break, come back with the start of the second half. Dowling girls leading Roosevelt 38-30, and we'll be back with more here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiaAndSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio and from the staff. Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Roosevelt Gym here at Pomerantz Gymnasium. Mark Amadil, Steve DeVinny underway here in the second half. Dowling leading 38-30, whereas we're underway. Both teams have had the ball while we were at commercial. Both teams with turnovers. Now the Riders have it back. And a shot up and no good. Rebounded and put back up and good by Amaya Davison for the Rough Riders as she shoots and scores. Davison now with 7 points. It's 38-32, Dowling by six. McVay with it inside to Gipple. Emma, or rather Gipple with the ball, and Emma finally gets it out of there. Here's a cutter in the lane, can't get the shot off. Now McVay for three in the corner, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound Riders.
She shot that with the urgency of trying to beat the shot clock. Thing is, we don't have a shot clock.
We had an experimental one on Thanksgiving weekend in Cedar Rapids.
Excellent.
And as my buddies over there in the media said, they only had one shot clock violation in eight games.
Wow.
So I don't think the girls have the issue. The boys sometimes do,
yeah.
But not the girls. Whistling a foul on Dowling. And they'll get McVay for her first foul. Now here's a shot up and no good. Ball stolen away and slapped out of the hands of Roosevelt. Dowling with the ball. Here's Simplot in the lane. Her shot no good. And a charging foul called on Simplot. Roosevelt drew the charge, and they did a great job with that. Ayla Madison drew the charge. Simplot with her first foul.
Not happy. Coach Meyer is not happy.
She saw that last night, remember? In the
here comes Lexi. Lexi Bowles back in for Nitong.
6:27 remaining, third quarter. Dowling 38, Roosevelt 32. Tong will sit down. That was the first foul on Simplot, as we mentioned. Second team foul of Dowling here in the second half. Clark set the check in. Underneath, a shot no good. Bowles blocked it, but she caused the foul.
That'll be
and Lexi
three
will have
on
her third.
Her.
Yep. And free throws coming for Roosevelt, wow. And that is Charisma Wright going to the line.
Both post players with three.
Let's take a look at the scoring of the first half. Caitlin Clark with 19 points to lead Dowling. 6 points for Gipple. First free throw in and out, no good. That's Roosevelt's first miss at the free throw line tonight. Second free throw coming. They were 9 for 9 at
wow.
the line before that.
That's Dowling, impressive.
Dowling was 6 of 7 in the first half, the free throw line. Nitong with 2 points, 4 points for Lexi Bowles. You mentioned Gipple with 6 points. And 3 points for Julia Moore. 2 points each for Rodriguez and Simplot, the scoring for Dowling. Second free throw, no good. And a corner three up and good by Gaber.
Much needed.
And for Grace, her first three of the night. That's a To Me and Sons three-pointer. Her first tonight, sponsored by To Me and Sons. TomeandSons.net, 515-282-7976. Now, a tie-up on the floor and a near steal by Dowling, and I believe that was Simplot that did it. Or was it?
That was Emma Gipple.
It was Gipple that nearly forced it.
Good hustle play by both kids.
And Dowling will take over the basketball. Grace Gaber will inbound the ball to Clark. McVay's out there along with Lexi Bowles and Emma Gipple. Bowles underneath, backdoor cut, layup good. That's
beautiful.
Emma Gipple.
No, that was McVay on the layup.
McVay.
Yeah, Bowles, both defenders thought that they were going to get the ball to Clark, and so Ella McVay went backdoor and was wide open for the layup.
Now Johnson gets in the lane for, or rather Ariana Jackson in the lane for Roosevelt, and she can't get the shot off. Dowling with the ball on the turnover. Underneath Bowles, she goes around her defender, reverse layup, good! She went right around Charisma Wright and scored, did Bowles. She's got 6 points.
How about that reverse Mikan move there?
When you work on it in practice, you can use it in the game, Steve.
Used to work on those drills in middle school with players like Claire DeWillius.
Yeah, underneath, and Roosevelt gets loose, a shot up and good. And Dowling had its largest lead of 13 points until that basket by Charisma Wright. That's her 6 point.
Gipple went deep, and Caitlin Clark overthrew her in the end zone. That was like a full court pass.
Caitlin's known to do that. She'll get a rebound and find the first outlet.
Yeah, she can pass it.
Now, step back three. Good by Ke'ala Madison. How about that? That's her first three of the night.
Yeah, big time basket there.
Check
step
that
back.
Her second three of the night. She's got 12 points. Now, in the lane, a whistle and a foul before the shot.
Good call.
On the Rough Riders, says our official.
Hey, just call it on this end, too, though. Don't just call it for number
fouls
11.
On Yamaya Davison. And on Davison, her second. team foul number one on Roosevelt here in the second half.
8-point lead from the Maroons, 45-37.
Bowles gets loose underneath, and her shot is up and good. Inbounds pass coming from Emma Gipple. How about that?
Screen the screener is what that was.
47-37, Dowling by 10.
Lexi came back, and she was the recipient of the second screen.
All right, here's Cheatham with it for Roosevelt, and now leaves it for Davidson. Her three-pointer no good. Weak side rebound, Cheatham. And she gets it out to Davidson. Davidson dribbling down the left side, has help, her shot up, and good, and a foul on Dowling. The basket will count. How about that move by Davidson?
Yeah, big-time move right there.
Foul will
Maroons be. Couldn't slide over.
On Bowles, that's her fourth.
Oh, my goodness, Mark.
And the Maroons.
Gosh darn it.
And one here coming potentially for Davidson.
And now Nye's coming back in with, she already has three.
Right.
So back-to-back nights, the Maroons are in foul trouble with their
in the post.
With their big girls, yeah.
In the post, and that's getting on everybody's scouting report.
Yep.
All right, free throw coming, and it's good. Yamaya Davidson. She's got five of her 10 points here in the third quarter. Back comes Dowling, layup good by
nice.
Clark. Clark with 21 points.
Coast to coast. They weren't even prepared for her. She got the ball up and down the court so quickly.
49-40, Dowling by nine. With the basketball is Madison. Dribble handoff, leaves it for Davidson in the lane. Underneath, a shot up and no good by Wright. Rebound to Dowling, but Nai Tong has it stolen away. And an air ball shot by Cheatham as Roosevelt retains possession. Now Cheatham in the corner, three-pointer no good. Rebound Clark. What a flurry there.
Yeah.
Riders had chances.
Good activity there by the Riders.
Clark for three, good! Right over Davidson.
Yeah.
Caitlin with another to me and Sons three-pointer. She's got 24 points tonight. 515-282.
That was stop and pop right there.
976. You're supposed to order the breaded ravioli tonight and bring it with
you,
Steve.
Oh, my gosh. I got stuck at the office.
And now whistling a foul on Clark as she bumped into Davidson. And on Caitlin, that'll be her first foul tonight.
Caitlin helped her up. A good sportsmanship display right there by Caitlin Clark.
Nice game on Iowa Catholic Radio, brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Constructive Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. Along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo. 3:10 remaining, third quarter. Dowling leading 52-40. Now a steal by the Maroons. They hand it off to Clark. Caitlin reverse spin in the lane, and a whistle and a foul before the shot on Madison. That'll be her second.
A little reverse pivot spin move there by Caitlin. Drew the foul.
So Dowling will have two free throws coming by Caitlin Clark. First free throw good.
Looking to extend on this 12-point lead. Gets it up to 13 with 3:05 left here in third quarter, Mark.
Kiala Madison with 12 points to lead Roosevelt. 9 points for Cheatham, and the second free throw is good. 26 points now for Clark. And it's Dowling 54, Roosevelt 40. Maroons' lead is 14, their largest of the night. Riders have it in the front court. Dowling staying man-to-man on defense, and now a bad pass by Madison.
Yeah, miscommunication.
Roosevelt trying to play a little bit in a hurry, and they're not all on the same page right now.
It was caused, though, Mark, by the Maroon defenders being up in the passing lane.
We've got a 30-second timeout called by head coach Morgan Schoenberg, fourth-year head coach at Roosevelt. We'll keep it here. Dowling leading 54-4. Let's get the Rider scoring update. Leading scorer for Roosevelt is Madison with 12 points now, 9 points for Ariana Jackson, 6 points for Charisma Wright. Yamaya Davidson with 10 points now. And rounding out scoring for Roosevelt, Trinity Cheatham, the young lady who transferred from Lincoln, is with 3 points. Riders were 9 for 9 in the first half of the free throw line. Now they're 1 of 3 here in the second half.
Yeah, very impressive in the first half, but what do they call that, Mark? The reversion to the mean. You're probably not going to shoot 100% the entire game. So,
you strive for it.
Exactly.
Dowling at the free throw line tonight is 8 out of 9.
Very, very good.
With Clark doing the damage.
I believe she has the only miss, but she also has 5 or 6 makes, doesn't she?
She's 6 out of 7 at the line. All right, Dowling with the ball out of the timeout. And on the baseline, follow-away jumper no good by Clark. Rebounded by Madison, and here's Roosevelt with the ball. Riders going left to right towards the east basket. Now we got a pushing and holding foul on Rodriguez, and rightly so, foul on Dowling.
Here we go again in the bonus. I think that's the 6th team foul on the Maroons in the third quarter.
You are correct.
2:30 to go.
6 team fouls on Dowling. My goodness, here in the third quarter. It's almost the same as last night. Getting himself in foul trouble. Now here's Roosevelt in the lane. Cheatham with the missed shot. No good. Rebound Clark. Caitlin dribbling on the right side. The right side of the floor. Fakes the handoff and now finally gives it to Julia Moore. She'll launch a three, missed everything. And the
little
ball
short
is out of bounds. It'll be Roosevelt basketball.
Yeah, she's Julia is getting more confidence game by game. Just a little bit short right there.
Yeah, well, she just got in the game. You got to kind of get in the flow. And
yep.
Not get enough reps down there. Now corner three up and good by the Riders. That is Ariana Jackson.
Boy, she had her feet set nicely there.
She has 12 points.
Shot it in rhythm.
That's her second three of the night. 54-43, Dowling by 11. Now a steal by the Riders. Stolen back by Dowling. Underneath the Clark, layup good. Stolen away by Dowling's Julia Moore.
Julia gave it up and then took it right back. Caitlin for a wide open layup.
Clark with 28 points. 56-43, Dowling by 13. Minute and a half remaining. Third quarter here in the girls' contest. The boys to follow. Down the lane. Shot no good by Davison. Gets her own rebound. Leaves it for Cheatham down the lane. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound, Nye Tong, and a whistle and a foul on right of Roosevelt. And on Charisma, that will be her first foul.
Subs coming in for the Maroons. Looks like about four players.
It's been a nice group in there.
Yeah.
Julia Moore, Brianna Rodriguez.
It's been a nice run.
With Nye Tong.
Nice
and
run.
Clark.
Now the Maroons will go a little bit short with their post players in foul trouble.
And now a full timeout, I believe, a full timeout by Dowling.
Looks like Dowling.
Nope. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. I want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, along with Jeff Piggott. He's our studio producer tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Does a great job. Thanking Mercy One, along with Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. Our thanks to Tamia and Sons, our three-point basket sponsors. Every time a Dowling basket is made, give Tamia and Sons a call, 515-282-7976. You can order online at tamiaandsons.net, located at 1501 Southeast 1st Street in Des Moines. Mario, Joe Jr., and Louie will help you out. Mr. DeVinny forgot the breaded ravioli tonight. Friday night we're going to go for the pastachina, and we go to Ankeny. How about that?
How about those, my old favorite, stuffed shells over there? Whoa. My goodness.
Yeah, that's a diet breaker right
Caloric,
there.
Caloric, I should say.
That's a diet breaker. Out of the timeout. Dowling with the ball. Gaber back in. Her three-pointer right wing no good. Offensive rebound. Gipple put back up. It's short. Tipped by McVay of all people and into the hands of Roosevelt. Zaire Ewing, the other Ewing sister in the lineup.
Good effort by the Maroons on the boards, but couldn't quite get it to fall.
Dowling by 13. Roosevelt with the ball. Jumper in the lane. Davidson has a block. Ball slapped away, and now good hustle play by Dowling, and Riders track the ball down. Madison has it. Top of the key, a little crossover dribble. Up and good. How about that move? You can't teach that.
No.
Madison and Clark are giving a clinic here on how to dribble the ball.
Madison, ninth grader.
And she's just a freshman.
Very, very, very nice crossover.
5'5 freshman, Kiela Madison with a strong crossover dribble. Now Clark with it. Dowling holding for the final shot.
That was pretty.
Possession arrow favors Roosevelt. 15 seconds on the clock. Clark at half court.
The count has started.
Yes, it has. And now Caitlin goes to the basket. Three-pointer top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebound Gipple. And her putback is up and no good, but drew the foul.
Good job on the boards there by Emma.
6 points in the first half for Gipple. Yet to score here, but she'll go to the free throw line. Fouls on Roosevelt's Ewing. Nevaeh Ewing. And the first free throw for Gipple. Good. Emma, one of four at the free throw line on the year, and she hits the first one. She has 7 points tonight. Dowling's lead now 12, 57-45, 3 seconds remaining. Second free throw, good. Gipple hits them both. Dowling 4 for 4 here in the third quarter. 2 seconds left with the basketball. Is Davidson for three? It's no good, and we've come to the end of the third quarter here at the Roosevelt Gym. Dowling 58, Roosevelt 45, along with Steve DeVinny. Mark Hemedale back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And we're back here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny. We start the fourth quarter, Dowling leading 58-45 over the Riders here in this girls' contest. And another 15-point quarter for Roosevelt there, Steve DeVinny. Unfortunately for the Riders, Dowling picked up 20 points. And the Riders had the first possession. They attacked the basket, and Madison with the left hand. Shot is up and good. Foul on McVay. The basket will count, and to the free throw line, Kiala Madison, the 5'5 freshman. What a night she's had.
Roosevelt's hanging around.
Yes, they are.
Every time the deficit gets to about 13-14, they cut it back to 9 or 10.
And the traditional three-point play good by Madison. She has 17 points. Dowling's lead is now 10 as we're underway in the fourth quarter. Clark, mid-post range, shot up and good off the glass.
Yeah, she's not going to miss that little 8, 12, 10-footer, whatever that was, off the glass.
Caitlin Clark with 30 points.
Incredible.
Last night had 42. A loss to Southeast Polk. In the lane, Roosevelt with the shot. It's no good by Ariana Jackson. Rebound Clark. She's eyeballing Gipper, but she gets underneath to Gipple, and her shot is up and good. Nice pass that time by Caitlin Clark.
About a 20-foot bounce pass.
She was eyeing Gaber for the three in the corner, and Gipple was loose in the lane. And now in the lane, a strong basket up and good by Davidson. Well, they're just attacking the paint.
Yep. Good off the dribble.
Foul on Dowling. The basket will count.
They've had some decent outside shots as well tonight, but they're very, very good off the dribble.
Simplot picks up the foul. Her second. Team foul number 8 on Dowling. And at the free throw line for an and one is Yamaya Davison. And her free throw is no good, so she missed the free throw. Riders are 1 of 4 in the second half. The free throw line after going 9 for 9 in the first half. Yeah. Rebound Dowling. 7 minutes remaining. Fourth quarter. Maroons have it. This is Gipple with it. In the lane, right side, her shot no good, tipped around. And we're going to have a jump ball as McVay came in and tied up Davison.
Nice hustle by both squads.
Yes, it was. So the Riders.
Looks like the Maroons.
Jump ball, stay with the Maroons.
And it'll be Dowling basketball.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Roosevelt brought it in.
Our man on the trigger, Scott Hauser, made the quick correction.
Yep.
The fourth striped shirt in the gym. Just want to make sure that's known. Exactly. Inbounds pass. Here's Clark just inside the three-point line, right wing. No good. With the shot, rebound Ewing. Zaire Ewing, who's in there. Her sister Navia was in earlier. Now the Riders on the baseline. Pull-up jumper no good. Knocked out of bounds. But Cheatham drew the foul on the shot, and there'll be free throws coming for her as McVay picked up her second foul, or actually her third foul.
They keep penetrating. Going hard to the rim.
9 team fouls on Dowling, 4 on Roosevelt. Second, first of 2 free throws good.
Carbon copy of last night with foul trouble and other teams shooting bonus free throws, right?
But the Maroons with an 11-point lead as Nye Tong checks in for Dowling. Checking out will be Meg Simplot. Second free throw, good. Cheetah makes them both. She's got 5 points tonight. See if Roosevelt adds some pressure. They do with Cheatham in the backcourt.
Yeah, Cheatham's quick on Caitlin.
Clark in the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Stolen away by Cheatham.
She got away with the walk, I think, there.
Little Euro step.
Yes. Or 3 of them.
Or May. Davidson with the basketball for Roosevelt. Riders have it. Madison with it. They play catch on the perimeter. Davidson, Madison. Now underneath. The shot up. And good. Strong move by Davidson again.
Dowling lead
and a whistle
down
in the
to
back,
eight.
Yeah, whistle in a backcourt foul on Cheatham. That'll be her third.
Yeah. Looked like Cheatham kind of ran into the back of Caitlin trying to get around her to defend.
15 foul on Roosevelt, 9 on Dowling. Dowling's lead now 8, 62-54. We approach the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio. The boys' game to follow. Mike Swain will make his season debut for us here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Maroons underneath the Nye Tong as she drew the foul.
Good pass by Gipple right there.
And they're going to say the foul was before the shot as Gipple from the right side got the ball inside to Nye Tong.
I think one of those situations where Gipple passed up a good shot to get her teammate a great shot.
Fouls on Roosevelt, and I think they whistled on Madison. 5:50 remaining. Dowling with the ball. Clark, top of the key, drives in the baseline. Teardrop shot up, good, right off the glass.
Uses that glass, doesn't she?
Oh, she's just got great touch around the basket. Caitlin Clark with 32 points. Roosevelt with the basketball. With it is Davison. Dowling stays man-to-man. They've been in it all night. And Ryder's now with dribble penetration underneath Cheatham. And she leaves it for her teammate, Charisma Wright, for the score.
The help defense comes, and they get a little pass to the post player.
Wright with 8 points underneath Dowling, and that is Nye Tong with the basket.
No, that was Caitlin.
Clark.
Yep.
Tong underneath, and Caitlin with her. 34th point.
Yeah, Caitlin, reverse pivot on the baseline.
Now, here's a steal by Clark as Roosevelt went back door and a reverse layup good by Caitlin Clark. Wow, stealing basket by Clark. She now has 36, and Dowling's lead is ballooned to 12.
Gifted.
Timeout, Roosevelt. Riders with the timeout. 4:49 remaining, fourth quarter. It's a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves, along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. 68-56, Dowling leads over Roosevelt. We'll be back with more girls' action here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for your support of Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Construction Professionals is a family-owned business dedicated to our customers. Whether designing, building, or renovating, we are here to better serve you. Our passion for quality craftsmanship, paired with our dedication to creativity, result in a home that reflects your personality, style, and family function. Construction Professionals. Design. Build. Renovate. CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours. God bless.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium, campus of Roosevelt High School. Dowling leads 68-56. Riders out of the timeout with the basketball. Roosevelt with Trinity Cheatham with it. Now they reverse the ball right wing. This is Davidson. Dribbles in the lane. Leaves it on the baseline for Wright. Her baseline shot no good. Rebound Clark. She tipped it away from Davidson. Down court is Clark. Layup is up. And good. The basket will count and a foul on Roosevelt. What a move by Caitlin Clark. She out-hustled everybody down court. Caitlin with 38 points, and she has an and-one.
That was a foot race, and Roosevelt defender just couldn't get out in front of Caitlin. Bumped her as she was going up. And
that was Cheatham's fourth foul. Clark's free throw good. 39 points for Clark. And Dowling now leading 71-56 with 4:15 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Boys game to follow. Roosevelt, three-pointer coming, right wing, up and good from the baseline. That's Ariana Jackson.
That's her second shot from that same location. She looked really, really good in both the instances.
She's got 15 points.
Fine young player for a ninth grader.
Jackson with 15, Madison the freshman with 17.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot coming through the pipeline. Yep. Here at Roosevelt, Dowling with the ball.
Good players.
Underneath is Gaber. Turnaround shot on the baseline, good. Grace can hit the three, but she also can post up on the right block. 73-59 Dowling. 3:35 remaining, fourth quarter. Reverse layup is up and good. That is Jackson again. She now has 17 points.
The freshmen, two freshmen combined, have 34.
Yeah, that's something you want to put in the notebook.
Yeah.
Well, Dowling's going to pull the ball out a little bit here. Clark's not used to that. She's not even breathing hard. She's in tremendous shape as far as endurance. I'm just impressed. 73-61, Dowling by 12. Gaber comes out top, or rather Gipple comes out on top, and now whistling a blocking foul on Madison.
Looks like Gipple will be shooting bonus.
18 foul on Roosevelt. 1-1 coming. And now free throws coming. Free throws coming for Gipple. Emma, 2 for 2 tonight at the line. Misses the front of the 1-1, but tracks down the rebound and travels with the basketball.
What?
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I don't think she had possession.
Jump ball maybe, but not traveling. Oh, well. 3:05 to go. Maroons up by 12.
Roosevelt with the basketball. Dowling by 12. 3 minutes remaining, as you mentioned. Ball screen. Here's Madison. Dribbles through the lane. Now goes out left wing. Guarded by Clark. Tipped away by Clark, but right in the hands of her teammate. And that's Davison retaining possession. Now dribble handoff. They run the weave. Cheat him in the lane. Back out to Davison. Dribbles baseline. And the shot blocked by Bowles. Good help defense by Lexi. She gets the rebound. Bowles playing with four fouls. Now a corner three up and no good. Bowles with the rebound.
Good
to put
hustle.
Back up and good.
Both ends by Lexi. Great hustle play.
Gipple missed the three and Bowles gets the basket.
She trailed that play, hustled real hard from one end to the other.
Bowles in double figures. She has 10 points. Dowling by 14. 75-61. 2:15 remaining fourth quarter here in this girls' CIML non-division game.
Maybe her best game as a Maroon.
Might
Bowles
be.
Has played very well.
Might be.
Had some block shots and a lot of rebounds.
Oh, nice little left-handed underhand shot. No good by Davison. Dowling with the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Gaper. She retrieves the ball, puts up the shot. Good.
Good pass by Clark. Good finish by Gaber.
Grace Gaber with her 7th point.
16-point lead now for the Maroons.
Dowling pulling away, 77-61. Over Roosevelt, minute 45 remaining, fourth quarter. Riders with it, corner three, up and off the mark, no good. And now a loose ball foul called on the Riders. And hitting the deck hard is the young lady who committed the foul for Roosevelt, and that is Ariana Jackson. 5'9", freshman, picks up the foul.
They called it on Grace Gaber.
They did.
They called that holding on the blockout.
Ah, that's what they got.
I didn't see it either, but.
Free throws coming for Jackson now. Gaber with her third foul. She had her boxed out, and I see why. When you hold.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often.
That was the Kevin McHale box out.
You lost half our audience.
Yeah, I know.
Or maybe retain some of it. I don't know. You might be right, Steve. 77-62, free throw good by Ariana Jackson.
Or to date myself as much, that was the Bill Lame beer box out.
18 points for Jackson. Second free throw is no good.
The old Pistons.
Rebound Dowling, double team in the backfield. Brianna Rodriguez with the rebound and double team and a foul in the backcourt on Roosevelt.
Yeah, they bailed her out.
Wright picks up the foul, her second, and Rodriguez to the free throw line. Brianna, 1 for 4 at the line this season. We'll have 1-1 here. It's a 19 foul on Roosevelt. Minute 35 remaining. Free throw up, short.
Good
rebound Roosevelt. Good box out by the Riders.
Charisma Wright.
Riders push it down court. That's Davison with it on the baseline. Running out of fouling by 15. Riders run their weave play. Three-pointer on the corner. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Cheatham.
Great hustle.
And she leads it for her teammate. Good pass by Cheatham to Wright. Basket good. Foul on Dowling.
Boy, great hustle play by Cheatham.
Fouls on Rodriguez. 1:13 follows the other 13. So Wright with the basket and a chance for an and one. She has 10 points. Free throw no good. Rebound Dowling. In the backcourt is Julia Moore, who just checked in, the freshman for the Maroons. Dowling with the ball, with it a Simplot, and a whistle to foul on Roosevelt.
Roosevelt taking a few chances there, trying to get the ball back and a steal.
Now both teams in a double bonus. Fouls on Yamaya Davison, her third. So we'll see double bonus, the final 66 seconds here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium here at Roosevelt High School. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. Play what? Brand new floor? New looks scoreboards.
Good.
I like that.
Looks good over
I
here.
I like the blue lighting, light bulbs they have in there. It's nice. Of course, their colors are blue and white here at Roosevelt.
Yeah. Yep. Gym looks really, really good.
All right, more free throw is no good. Missed them both. Rebound comes out to Moore. Dowling with the ball. Here's Simplot in the lane. Has her shot blocked. Cheatham with the rebound. Roosevelt the other way with it. As they head down the east basket. Long three no good by Davison of Roosevelt. Ball loose on the floor. Riders have it. Madison for three, and it's in and out no good. Ball slapped around. Dowling with it. Moore with it. And a whistle and a foul on the Riders. Dowling playing without Caitlin Clark, as most of the reserves for Dowling are in there. A few starters. Foul will be on Madison, her fourth of Roosevelt. And free throws coming for Julia Moore. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by Kemen, R&R Realty, along with the Catholic Tuition Organization. Moore's first free throw is good. Gets that Steve DeVinny roll.
Let's give that to KO.
He's coaching for his life over there at Callanan. Second
yes,
free throw,
is.
No good.
Yes,
trying
he
to
is.
Come off that loss Friday
oh,
night.
Oh, goodness.
Madison for three is the second free throw by Moore was no good or was good. Madison with the three-pointer. Missed it. Rebound Dowling. Foul on Roosevelt with 32 seconds remaining. And that'll be Davidson's fourth foul.
Roosevelt will empty the bench here with some more subs with about, 32 seconds to play.
Julia Moore, the 5'4 freshman for Dowling, will have two shots. Both teams in the double bonus with Dowling leading 78-64. Free throw good.
Be a nice little comeback win here for the Maroons tonight, Mark.
Well, they've only trailed by one, I think, one time. Or is it two? I wrote down one.
Yeah.
Might have been a two-point lead for Roosevelt, and that was it. Dowling's largest lead was 14, and it's now 15 before all the subs started coming in. Second free throw by Moore is no good. Dowling with a hustle rebound. Brett Rodriguez tracks it down. We've got a whole new host of players.
Looks like Roosevelt might be done fouling now. Concede the victory to the Maroons.
Simplot with it. We got traveling called on Simplot.
Oh.
Tried to get it back to Rodriguez. So turnover against Dowling. Also in there for the Maroons. Maddie Wishman, 5'7 junior, wearing number 5. Simplot checked in. She traveled. And also in there, again, is Aaron Kleppe, the 5'10 senior, wearing number 33. Roosevelt with the ball. Gabriella Duanian in there, number 20. Dribble handoff goes to Zaire Ewing. She puts up a shot. It's no good. Out of bounds to Dowling as Navia Ewing couldn't track it down.
That'll be it, Mark. 5.9 seconds to play.
79-64. That should be the final. Dowling will hold the ball, walk it across half court. Congratulations to head coach Kristen Meyer and the Dowling Maroons as they won game one of the doubleheader, defeating the Roosevelt Rough Riders 79-64 here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. Dowling led it halftime 38-30. So an 8-point lead at halftime turned into a 15-point lead at the end. And it wasn't without a fight. Rough Riders gave it their all. And I'll tell you, a very young club that's going to grow. And they play hard. It's going to grow throughout the year.
They played very hard tonight. Gave the Maroons all they wanted for three quarters of the game, Mark.
Certainly did. Caitlin Clark for Dowling finished with 39 points. That offsets her 42-point performance last night. As the Maroons pick up a victory here on the road, Dowling improves their record to 4-1. They'll travel to Ankeny on Friday night. We'll have the game on Iowa Catholic Radio with the girls and boys doubleheader beginning at 6 o'clock. The Rough Riders fall to 1-3, and they are currently ranked number 11. They may fall out of the rankings momentarily until later in the season. Roosevelt begins conference play in the Metro Conference. They host North here Friday night beginning at 6:15. We'll take a break, come back to the postgame show in 1 minute. The final score once again, Dowling defeating Roosevelt 79-64 here in the girls' contest. Back with more after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. I see your relief is here, Steve. Mr. Swaim has made his appearance in the Ryder Gym.
Probably just got back from Jamaica.
You were kidding him last
Wherever
week.
Wherever he was.
You know, he'll never tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Adam Daly gives him a warm hug. Those two coached with each other at Des Moines Christian back in the day when Mike's dad was really running the show over there, Mike Sr.
Mike Sr., great guy, too.
Absolutely. He listens to the broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I'm dabbling up the, totaling up the scoring. Riders didn't get a whole lot of bench scoring tonight. I'm seeing if I missed. No, they did not. All right, I think we're ready. We'll start with the scoring in this contest for Roosevelt. They placed four players in double figures, but bench scoring, well, that's another matter for the Riders as Dowling wins it by the score of 79-64 over Roosevelt. For Roosevelt, they were led by Ariana Jackson, 5'9 freshman, finished with 18 points. And their other freshman, Kiala Madison, 5'5 freshman, finished with 17 points. Sophomore Yamaya Davison finished with 14 for Roosevelt. And the senior, Charisma Wright, finishing with 10 points. Roosevelt was 14 out of 19 at the free throw line. And now for Dowling and the road win. They were led by who else? Caitlin Clark with 39 points tonight. And she was followed by Emma Gipple with 10 points. And rounding out scoring for Dowling, let's see, 10 points also for Lexi Bowles. 7 points for Grace Gaper. And off the bench, Julia Moore with 5 points for Dowling. Brianna Rodriguez off the bench with 2 points. And Ella McVeigh also with 2 points. So Dowling placing 2 players in double figures, led by Caitlin Clark's 39. Emma Gipple and Lexi Bowles with 10 points each. And Nye Tong, there she is, with 2 points. And Nye battled foul problems tonight. As we'll take a look at the quarter score. And boy, Dowling doing very well. I'm kidding you not. Didn't happen, but Roosevelt with 15.
Yeah.
Three quarters with 15 points, and then their fourth quarter they pick up 19.
Yeah.
As Dowling outscored Roosevelt 19-15 at the end of the first quarter. As Maroons continued the pressure in the second quarter, outscoring Roosevelt 19-15. Dowling led at halftime 38-30. Maroons outscore Roosevelt in the third quarter, 20-15. And Dowling outscoring the Riders in the fourth quarter, 21-19. Maroons win it, 79-64. Steve DeVinny, both teams open up conference play. Dowling at Ankeny on Friday. We'll be there with the call here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And the Riders home against their Metro rival, Des Moines North, here at the Rider Gym on Friday. So
always fun to get into conference play.
All right. Anything you want to pass along to our listeners?
Coach Heatherton just texted me. Freshman boys beat Roosevelt 58-34 over at Callanan Middle School.
Wait a second. 34 points is all they gave up after giving up 70-some on Friday?
I guess Coach O'Hare got his message across. I don't know.
I believe he did. And he's probably listening. He usually finds a way to, you know, or at least somebody will tell him.
Sure.
One of his peeps or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever.
Whoever trolls him, calls him. Is it a troll or a follow on
Twitter? I don't know. I'm too old for that. But
all right. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate
and,
it.
Appreciate
Good luck
being
in the boys'
here.
Game.
Thank you very much. That's Steve DeVinny, my broadcast partner. We'll take a break. Come back. Mike Swain is somewhere here. I think he's helping Coach Daly for Roosevelt with starting lineups. Yeah, all right, there he is. And we'll take a one-minute break between games. Dowling, a final in the girls' game, defeated Roosevelt 79-64. Back after this break, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And we're back here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. We begin the boys' contest, Dowling and Roosevelt, tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And I want to welcome to the broadcast in his 2019-2020 debut, and that is my broadcast partner for the boys' contest, Mike Swain. Coach, welcome back from wherever you were last weekend. I tried to protect you. They said you were out of the country. You were at some sunny beach. I know you were just working hard at home. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's great to be here. I was actually out of town, so
okay.
I did have a commitment. You know, it was great, though. I got to take my son on a trip for his 16th birthday. We had a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, all good. So now it's back. We've got basketball back, and we got a great matchup for tonight.
We do, and it's Dowling and Roosevelt. Saw a great matchup Friday night. Dowling defeated Valley to get the Maroons' first win after coming off a loss at Iowa City West. But for Dowling, it's just trying to get in the swing of things, get some of these football guys back into basketball shape, so to speak, getting their shooting touchback. And for Roosevelt, brand new coach Adam Daly, who you know real well, and we'll talk about some backstories there, but Adam thought very highly of you. I told him, I said, hey, why did it take you 15 years to become a head coach? He said, because I was on your staff at Des Moines Christian for several of those years, and he just couldn't get a break.
Well, he was with me at Lincoln. He actually played for me at Des Moines Christian.
And coached with you at Lincoln.
And coached me at Lincoln, yeah. So, no, Coach Daly and I go way back. I started coaching him in seventh grade, Mark. And best shooter I've ever coached. Phenomenal athlete. Has a lot of Roosevelt ties. Played quarterback for Roosevelt here when he was in high school. And then obviously played for me at Des Moines Christian.
Right.
Led to three state tournament teams down there. So he's going to do a great job at this program. Loves the kids and really excited to see where he takes this program.
An all-around tremendous athlete, yeah. Was Adam Daly. Now he gets his first shot as being a head coach here at Roosevelt, replacing the Hall of Famer in my book, Charles Sanders, who was here 4 years, at Hoover many years before that and won a state title at Hoover. But Charles now went to administration. Adam Daly applied and got the job, and he's got a Ryder team that's in its they're 0-2 right now with losses. Not to too bad teams. They're pretty good teams. They're losing to Valley 65-46 and lost last Friday by one at Southeast Polk 48-47. But Ryder team that's young and coming around. But as Coach O'Connor told us, watch out for this Helms kid, Rome Helms. I think last year he went by Romanique, but he prefers to be called Rome, and we will do that tonight during the broadcast. Averaging 22 points, 4.5 rebounds, and he can light it up. He's kind of the Caitlin Clark of this game tonight, potentially.
Well, no question about it, Mark. He had 24 against Southeast Polk in that one-loss defeat that you mentioned. So he's going to be somebody that Dowling, the defense, is really going to have to key on. You know, a couple numbers for Dowling, Mark, that really stand out as I'm looking over two games now. We don't have a large sample size, but, you know, obviously the field goal percentage right now, not where Coach O'Connor wants it to be, shooting 33% from the field, only 13% from three. And then you look at the turnovers, 31 turnovers in two games. I'm sure Coach O'Connor has tried to address that. And, you know, one of these things, Mark, you and I have talked about this a lot with this program. You've got a lot of athletes coming off of a very successful football season and trying to get back into the flow. They haven't had the benefit of working out all fall together as a basketball team.
Right.
So it takes a little bit of time. And these numbers, they coincide with it. You look at the high number of turnovers. You look at the shooting percentages are off. That will all come. Those turnovers will go down. Those shooting percentages will go up. Each game, as Dowling, you know, starts to gel and become better and starts to know what each other, you know, what they can do on the floor.
Yeah, you mentioned the shooting percentage. Just Dowling just 14% from three-point range, and that's unheard of, but early in the season. And as OC said, and he's talked about this with us, no scrimmages. Their first day together was the day before Thanksgiving, and 5 days later they go to number one Iowa City West and really get blown out. And but they respond last Friday with a win over Valley. They go 1-1 their first week, and now they're entering week two. And tonight's game here on the road at Roosevelt, and then this Friday at Ankeny. So it doesn't get any easier.
No question. I mean, you know, what a great win on Friday night. And going into that fourth quarter, Mark, either, you know, Dowling either up two or up four, whatever it was. And then to outscore Valley by 10 points in that fourth quarter, that says a lot of where this team's at. So, again, I'm looking forward to where this finished product is going to be. Obviously, it's really early. We're sitting only here in December. But each game, you've got to bring it. You know how it is, Mark, in the CIML. All of these teams can play well, but it should be a fun night tonight.
It certainly should. And both teams, we know, can play pretty good defense. Dowling comes in just giving up 40.5 points a contest. Roosevelt coming in giving up just over 56 points a contest. But that's a big thing in this league. When you're not shooting very well, your defense has to remain steady to offset the turnovers and the missed shots.
Well, and the other thing is rebounding too, Mark. I mean, Dowling right now, through two games, 62 rebounds on the year. That's a good number right now. I'm sure Coach O'Connor is pleased with that. And, of course, obviously led by Ryan Riggs, you know, two-year starter. You know, coming back from that state tournament appearance last year by Dowling, he's the big man in the middle, looking to try and clean up some of that on those misses, that shooting percentage. Getting those second and third chance opportunities can really help.
Certainly can. We're going to take a break here in the pregame show. It's Dowling and Roosevelt here in the boys contest. Earlier tonight, the Dowling girls defeated Roosevelt 79-64 in game one of our doubleheader. We'll be back with the starting lineups for game two after this timeout here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tumi and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumi and Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumi and Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumi's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumi and Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiandSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Pomerance Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Mark Amadale alongside Mike Swaim making his season debut here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And Swaimer, it's Dowling and Roosevelt. We'll get to the starting lineups here in a moment, but I'm interested to see how these two teams will play. I love seeing the girls' game was back and forth so much, and we had a lot of points up there. But, you know, it's going to come down to defense and forcing the other team to be uncomfortable. And both Dowling and Roosevelt, the coaches, have that at their disposal. Adam Daly in his first year at Roosevelt, Michael Connor at Dowling, trying to make the other team uncomfortable. What do you foresee in this contest?
Well, I think Coach Daly knows that this for this Roosevelt team to have some success against this Dowling team tonight, they've really got to do it on the defensive end, and they've got to keep Dowling off of the boards. Everybody's looking at percentages and seeing where Dowling's shooting percentage is. If you can hold Dowling to one shot and out, you're going to have a great opportunity to try and pull the upset here tonight.
That's true. All right, let's take a look at our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the visitors from Dowling Catholic High School, the head coach is Michael Connor in his 14th year at Dowling, 189 wins, 106 losses in his 14 years at Dowling, assisted by Nick Wagner, Jimmy Nahas, David Combs, and Pat Henkinius. Maroons come in ranked 6th this week on the high school poll. They have a record of 1-1, and they'll start this lineup. At one guard, Matt Stillwell, 6'2 senior. He's a leading scorer for Dowling, averaging 10.6 rebounds. Stillwell wears number 5. The other guard is Joe Stracco, 5'10 senior, averaging 2.5 points. He'll wear number 13. At one forward, Ryan Riggs. Riggs, a 6'8 junior, averaging 8.5 points, 6 rebounds, leads the team in block shots. He'll wear number 21. And the other forward is Drew Daniel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Daniel, a 6'6 senior, averaging 3.5 points, 4 rebounds, trying to get off the snide. 0-for-7 from 3-point range for Daniel. And he'll wear number 33. And the third guard will be Matt Riedel. Riedel gets a start as the third guard. He is a 6'3 junior, averaging 8.5 points, 4 rebounds, and 2.5 assists. Leads the team in assists, and he'll wear number 25. So again, for Dowling, it'll be Stillwell, Stracco, and Riedel, the three guards, with Riggs and Daniel in the paint. And Dowling comes in averaging 40 points on offense. They give up just over 40.5 points on defense. Now for the Roosevelt Rough Riders under first-year head coach Adam Daly. Lewis Fountain and Jalen Alexander are the assistant coaches for the Riders tonight. Daly in his first season. And they will start this lineup. At one guard, their leading scorer for the Riders is Rome Helms, a 6'4 senior, averaging 22 points, 4.5 rebounds. He'll wear number 5. The other guard is Jakari Bradley, 6'1 junior, averaging 3 points, 4 rebounds. He'll wear number 13. The third guard for Roosevelt, Zarek Gurley. Zarek, a 5'10 senior, averaging 7.5 points. He'll wear number 21. At one forward for Roosevelt, Miles Burkhall, 6'1 senior, averaging 4.5 points. He'll wear number 25. And in the paint, the freshman, George Williams, a 6'3 freshman, averaging 2.5 points. He'll wear number 53. So for the Riders, it's Helms, Bradley, and Gurley, the three guards, with Burkhall and Williams in the paint. Riders come in averaging 46.5 points on offense, giving up 56.5 points on defense. They come in with a record of 0-2. So Mike Swain, that is the tale of the tape. As these two teams are being introduced, Dowling in their road maroon uniforms with black numbers and white border, and Roosevelt, in their white uniforms with blue letters and numbers. So that's a tale of the tape. What do you think, Swamer?
Well, already it's pretty obvious Dowling's going to have the height advantage almost at every position, Mark. So, again, being physical, keeping Dowling off the boards, and for Dowling, really attacking those boards, trying to make up for some of those shooting percentages, being patient, and obviously, Mark, trying to limit the turnovers early, I think will be a key for Dowling tonight.
All right, let's take a look at some of the other boys' games going on. These are all girl-boy doubleheaders. Boys' games should be starting right now in the CIML. How about at Waukee? Second-ranked Waukee boys hosting number 8 Johnston. What a matchup that'll be. Over at Hoover, the Huskies hosting Southeast Polk. East is hosting Urbandale. Other games tonight has Ankeny Centennial at Valley, Ames at Fort Dodge, and the fourth-ranked Ankeny boys at Lincoln, Marshalltown at North, and Ottumwa at Fairfield. Mason City has a night off. But Waukee Johnson, that's a heck of a girls and boys doubleheader over at Waukee.
Yeah, that's better get your tickets early and find a parking space, because that's going to be jam-packed.
They are all gone, I think. I want to thank the folks here at Roosevelt, Tracy Johnson, the athletic director, along with the head girls basketball coach here at the Riders, Morgan Schoenberg, and her staff, including Terry Giaffredi, and, of course, Adam Daly helping us get prepared for the boys' contest. Reminder, tonight's three-point baskets made by Dowling are sponsored in part by Tumi & Sons on Des Moines' south side, 1501 Southeast 1st Street, 515-282-7976. Not too late to call and order out. Breaded ravioli, cheese sticks, spaghetti, cavatelli, pasta, china, and more. At Tumi & Sons. And our referees tonight, John Jensen, Mark Brandt, Dax Wiedemeyer. And tip is up and controlled by Dowling. Lip off the tip is good by Matt Stillwell there, Mike.
Well, good reaction by Matt Stillwell. And Rinks was just trying to tip it back. And
I thought so.
Yeah, it went the other way.
And now Roosevelt with the basketball. With it is George Williams, the young freshman who gets to start in the paint for the Riders. And Dowling looks like stays man-to-man. As the Riders now put it in the corner, and that is Miles Burkhall for three. It's no good. Rebound Riggs and Dowling. Burkhall got an open look. I don't think they wanted a three out of that. And now on the front court, Dowling with the ball. Strocko with it to Riggs. They get it on the wing. That is Drew Daniel with it. He dribbles baseline. Cut off. Reverts the ball back to Riggs for three, and it's up and good. Ryan Riggs with his first three of the season there.
Wow, that's just a great start. Really good spacing and just a simple pass from Drew Daniel to Ryan Riggs on the wing, and he nails it.
Dowling out to a 5-0 lead here in this boys' contest. As the Maroons won the girls' game 79-64 over Roosevelt. Now here's a steal by Stillwell. Matt with the steal. He picked Helms clean. A layup up and no good. Tip no good. Rebounded by the Maroons. And with it is Drew Daniel. And he had the ball slapped away. But Dowling retains possession, Mike.
Well, already some height advantage there. A couple offensive rebounds on that Matt. That Matt Stillwell miss.
All right, here's Stillwell with it. I'm going to call him for a push-off and an offensive foul on Stillwell.
Yeah, that was a good call. Jakari Bailey had good position that time, and Matt with just a little bit of a shove that time.
Just a matter of how long or how far the chicken bone comes out when you try to use that arm bar as an offensive player.
Well, it's always interesting for the players, too, to get used to how the officials are going to call the game. Mm-hmm. Are they going to call it tight? Let him be a little bit more physical, so everybody has to adjust.
Yeah, most don't like to see it extend any further than your body than it has to be. If you stay within your body, you're fine. Now a long three by Helms up, missed the mark, no good. Rebound tracked down by Strocko. Outlet pass to Dowling, and a shot off the glass good at Matt Riedel in transition, and Dowling out to a 7-0 lead.
That was a great job by Riedel using his body, Mark, to go into the defender that time and lay it up.
How about Strocko keeping the ball alive because he couldn't get the rebound? He just poked it to Riedel.
Already, they've got, let's see, 4 points in transition, Mark, out of the seven.
All right, Roosevelt with the basketball, coming off a ball screen, Jakari Bradley. They work underneath. And they saved the basketball. George Williams had a pass that he saved, but out of bounds. And he couldn't get it to Zarek Gurley as he was out of bounds. And it'll be Dowling basketball on the turnover.
Well, George Williams had an opening down on that baseline, but an errant pass and couldn't get it through. Boy, almost another offensive foul there by
You're still well
Matt
with the basketball.
Got to be careful.
Roosevelt man-to-man. Strock with the left elbow. Won't take the shot. Now a backdoor cut to Stillwell. His shot up and no good. Drew the foul. George Williams, the freshman at 6'3", draws a foul for Roosevelt. That'll be the Riders' first.
Stillwell so aggressive, Mark, going to the basket, picking up right where he left off last year. He was just so good off the dribble.
Stillwell to the free throw line. Matt on the season, a 90% free throw shooter, and he'll get two shots here. It's Dowling leading 7-0 and tried to add some more with 5.5 minutes remaining. Here in the first quarter, first free throw rolls through. Guys like Stillwell and Andrew Lynch will come off the bench, playing on that football team, along with Michael Keough, who'll come off the bench as a backup guard. Second free throw good by Stillwell, and I know he's gradually getting into the groove of basketball, but basically when you're a football player, it's not so much conditioning nowadays, Mike, as you know. Back in the day, you'd be. But it's a lot about your shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting basketball skills.
Right. Getting in basketball shape, more is just in shape, you
right.
know. There's a lot more that goes on this court. Short bursts.
Yep. Gurley misses the three for Roosevelt on the baseline, and now Dowling with the ball. A reverse layup no good by Riggs, or rather by Stillwell. Rebound out to Roosevelt. Riders in transition. Here's Helms with it. Dribbles baseline. Puts up a shot. Blocked by Riggs. Rebounded by Roosevelt's Williams, and he puts it in.
Well, and Roosevelt trying to pick up a little full court, but Dowling reads it nicely, Mark, and gets it easily into the front court.
Riggs with the sixth block of the season. Now he has an Eleni, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul at the hook.
Well, I like the aggressive move by Riggs that time, but I think the official saw him just hook that defender just a little bit there and got him with the foul.
So Riggs with his first foul, second team foul on Dowling, and they've both been offensive fouls for the Maroons. And now we've got timeout on the floor as the Maroons get caught up in their substitution. Riedel out, and so is Drew Daniel. In for Dowling for the first time is the young freshman for Dowling. That is Omaha Ballou who checks in.
Well, Rick thought he was coming out, and actually Coach O'Connor was like, no, you're in.
And Lynch back in, or Lynch in the lineup for Dowling for the first time. with the basketball is Gurley. They work to the right side to Jakari Bradley. Now dribbles out of it. Dowling stays man-to-man. 4:20 remaining. Dowling up 9-2. Maroons scored the first 7 points of the contest. On the baseline is Burkhall. Leaves it for Williams for three. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. And out of there is Helms with it, and he drew the foul. He out-jumped two Dowling players to get the rebound.
Yeah, good rebound that time by Helms, and I think they're going to get
Omaha Blue
on that one.
Third team foul on Dowling. Omaha's first. Stracco out of the lineup now for the Maroons.
Well, Roosevelt's sitting here, Mark, over 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Helms scoreless. So
yeah, the Maroons are doing their job, and now a steal as Michael Keel checks in for Dowling. Underneath, off the glass, soft shot off. The glass is good by Ryan Riggs in transition.
Great touch that time by Riggs. He's got great hands. Nice finish that time off the board.
That's his seventh point. So Riggs leads Dowling with seven. Stillwell with four. And it's 11-2, Dowling by nine. Their largest lead of the night. Well, a long three up and no good by the Riders. That was Bradley with the miss. Rebound Dowling in transition. Keel leads it for Riggs. His shot no good. Blue with the tip. It's no good. And a whistle and a backcourt foul on Keel. So Michael Keel comes in with his first foul.
I think the coaching staff would have loved to see Riggs just come down with that ball. Keel tried to sort of throw an alley-oop that time, and Riggs just sort of caught that one-handed and tried to put it in, Mark. Tough angle. No opportunity to go off the glass.
Yeah, too much traffic for alley-oop. Yeah. Way too much traffic. Yeah, substitution now for Roosevelt. Ethan Levon in the lineup. 5'9 senior, number zero. As Helms stays in, he's being guarded by Ballou right now. Also in there for the Riders is number 15, De'Avion Oliver. Riders now working inside, shot no good. Rebound Dowling and Lynch. Outlet pass to Keel. Michael with it between the legs. In the lane, cut off. Leaves it for Stillwell. Matt wanted to drive. Roosevelt stays man-to-man. He does drive against Levon. Underneath the Riggs, shot with the left hand short. Ballou with the rebound, a put back up and good. Offensive rebound by Omaha Ballou.
Well, Dowling is making a living on the offensive glass, Mark. They are getting every opportunity they want. Roosevelt's got to do a better job of getting bodies on people.
11-point lead for Dowling, their largest of the game, 13-2 Maroons. Roosevelt with the basketball. The freshman Williams with it, high post, guarded by Riggs. They work the ball to the left side. This is De'Avion Oliver. He tries to dribble drive, and it's cut off by Lynch. Good hustle by the Maroons. Now here's Helms with it in the lane, and his shot partially blocked and no good, but he drew the foul.
Let's see who they call this on. If this is on Ballou, that's going to be his second, but I think they're going to get Keel. Michael Keel, yeah.
Keel has his third, or has his second foul. Free throws coming for Helms, who has been held scoreless tonight, Mike, as you mentioned.
Well, sometimes just being able to get to the line and see a ball go through the hoop will sort of help a shooter's confidence.
And it did. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Rome Helms shoots and scores. He's a 57% free throw shooter on the air. First free throw is good. It's Stillwell and Keel check out. Stracco back in for Dowling along with Matt Riedel. So Maroons going through their rotation right now. 13-3, Dowling by 10. 2.5 minutes remaining, first quarter. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim, courtside here at the Roosevelt Gym. Second free throw good by Helms. So he has 2 points. Now Dowling with the basketball. Stracco in the front court. Gets it to Ballou. Now a pass inside, it goes to Riggs. I think Stracco may have forced that a little bit to Ryan. As the defender there was De'Avion Oliver and ball slapped out of bounds, be Dowling basketball.
Yeah, I'd like to see Stracco give Riggs just a little bit more time to establish that position before making that entry pass.
Riggs is out, and Daniel in. Drew Daniel. There's two Daniels on the Dowling team. Here's Stracco with it. Joe. Now gets Dowling's offense set as Roosevelt stays man-to-man.
Oh, we get a five count.
And it is a five count. And Stracco saying, hey, guys, got to come to the basketball. Good job by the Roosevelt defense
That's very good job by Ethan Levon. And I could see the official counting, Mark, and he had it going. So at that point, Stracco's either got to go to the basket or pick it up. And not a lot of movement that time by the Dowling offense.
Defense by Roosevelt. 13-4 Dowling with the lead. Roosevelt inbounds the ball. Ethan Levon with it. He's playing the point. As the Riders get it to Will Tyler, a senior reserve who's in there, a 6'3 senior. They rotate the ball right side to Helms. Top the key, guarded by Ballou. Leaves it for Oliver. Oliver looks inside, can't get a pass in there, and they Brings it back out to LeVon. Dowling staying man-to-man, and they're playing pretty good defense.
They are. They're really packing it in, Mark, and they're making it tough on Helms to get the ball.
Here's Tyler with it. Thinks about shooting the three. Gets to Helms. Free throw line. And he shoots it over Balloon. It's good. Nice move that time by Rome Helens. His fourth point.
Boy, that was a tough shot.
Dowling gets the ball down court. Back to Stracco. Over to Daniel looking for his first three. And it's good. Drew Daniel finding the stroke there. That's his first three of the season for Drew.
And we saw him do that all season last year, Mark. He was one of Dowling's best three-point shooters. That's a good sign for Dowling to get him off started like that.
16-6, Dowling by 10. Minute to play here in the first quarter from the Rough Rider Gym, Pomerantz Gymnasium here at Roosevelt High School. Girls game won by Dowling as they defeated the Roosevelt Gals. A three-pointer in the corner, no good by Oliver, and the ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Dowling. 79-64 was the girls' final. Dowling with the win there. And the Maroons have the lead here in the first quarter. And 46 seconds left. Team fouls, Dowling with five, Roosevelt with one. Riders are going to put pressure here as possession arrow does favor Roosevelt.
Yeah, both coaches going to their bench trying to get...
Oh, they're getting their shooters in.
Yeah, a lot of players in here.
Getting that shooters in there.
It's Riggs, been a good up and down pace so far.
Riggs and Stillwell back in, and Riggs throws it into Stillwell. Matt will dribble it up against pressure in the backcourt. With it is Bradley on defense against Matt. This is to Riggs.
Roosevelt really extending, Mark.
Here's Riedel with it. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Dowling by 10. Riggs with it. Over to Drew Daniel. Daniel guarded by Oliver. And now the five count goes on Oliver or on Riggs. And I'm going to call a whistle and a foul on Oliver. So on Diavion, that is his first foul. Team foul number two on the Riders.
Well, 16 seconds, Mark, here. Plenty of time for Dowling to set something up. I got to believe they're going to try and find Riggs or Stillwell if they can.
All right, Stracco with it, leaves a four. Stillwell, they're going to run everything through Matt. Stillwell coming off a ball screen by Riggs, goes down to left side. His shot blocked, and he hits the deck, and a foul on Helms. And that was a hard foul on Helms, his first.
Nothing forced. Easy at the hoop that time, but a good drive by Stillwell off a little ball screen by Ryan Riggs.
4 seconds remaining. Dowling will go to the free throw line, and Matt Stillwell, who took a hard fall. Got him on the postgame show Friday night, and I says, hey, it's a little bit different than falling on the turf. He said, yeah, it's harder. The turf,
true.
You got equipment on, you know, helmet and shoulder
a lot
pads.
A lot of pads.
And he hit the deck there pretty hard. First free throw by Stillwell is good. So Matt now with 5 points. So he and Riggs are the co-leading scorers for Dowling right now here in the first quarter. 4 seconds remaining. Substitutions in for Roosevelt. Ethan LeVon in the lineup. Stillwell waiting for his teammates. Free throw good. So Matt will come out, I believe. He has 6 points. Stillwell checks out, and the other Daniel checks in for Dowling. That is Simon Daniel.
A little full court press here by Dowling.
2 seconds remaining. Half court shot by Helms at the horn. It's no good. Off the mark. And we've come to the end of the first quarter with the score. Dowling 17, Roosevelt 6, along with Mike Swaim. I'm Mark Amadale. Back with the second quarter from the Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Mark Emmerdale and Mike Swain here in the boys' contest. Dowling with an 18-6 lead. Roosevelt with the basketball to start the second quarter, and a shot up and no good by Roosevelt's Helen. Boy, he's just been finding it tough to get anything to fall. Well, rebound out to Dowling.
It was a called set for Helms to get him a look, Mark, and just short on that three-point look.
Roosevelt held to 6 points in that first quarter. Dowling picked up 18 points. Now the Maroons underneath. Riggs with a shot. It's blocked, but a foul called on Jakari Bradley. That'll be his first for Roosevelt. As Bradley picks up team foul number four, or rather Roosevelt picks up team foul number four, first on Bradley. Dowling with five team fouls here, Mike.
Well, that starts with Matt Riedel with an offensive board and then a nice look to Riggs just underneath the basket. And Riggs the opportunity to go to the foul line but misses the first.
Dowling put up 18 points in the first quarter. They went 4-for-4 at the free throw line. The Riders were 2-for-2 at the line, managing just 6 points in the quarter. Second free throw, no good. Riggs missed them both. Ball slapped around, and Dowling had it and lost it. And now Strockel comes away with it as he battled Helms for the loose ball.
Another opportunity, Mark. Second chance opportunity for Dowling.
Well, Dowling's length is causing Roosevelt problems in the paint. And now a shot in the lane, good by Ryan Riggs. Great entry pass by Strockel.
Yeah, I got to believe that Coach Daly's got to try and do something to maybe drop that defense. Riggs is just killing them in the post. They've got to get some help, either coming from the backside or possibly trying to front him.
All right, Ethan LaVon off the bench in the lineup. He, along with Jakari Bradley and Helms, are the three guards for the Riders. With it is Miles Burkhall, one of the post players for Roosevelt. And now traveling with the basketball is Bradley. As he tried to jump stop, he lost his feet and he slid on the floor. And it'll be turnover back over to Dowling.
Yeah, Roosevelt going to go with some full court pressure here. Dowling done a great job tonight, Mark, not turning the ball over.
20-6, Dowling by 14 over the Riders. This is their largest lead of the contest. 6.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Strockel underneath, little scoop shot, no good. Tip by Riggs, no good, right in the hands of Helms. Rome with the way, comes away with it, and all the way down court. Layup good in transition by Miles Burkhall. Now down court is Riggs, and he travels with the basketball.
Wow, that was a great transition bucket. Helms with a nice pass to Burkhall, and then good defensive pressure coming back to try and defend Riggs.
All right, timeout on the floor called by Roosevelt. It'll be a 30-second timeout, and we'll keep it here with 6 minutes, 12 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Dowling leading 28 over Roosevelt. And we want to thank Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen for presenting and sponsoring our high school girls and boys basketball contest all season long. Mark Emmerdale, Mike Swaim. Swaimer, your thoughts on this first, well, quarter and a little over quarter and a half, not quite, of these two teams. Roosevelt looking for defensive stops, I think, as they're getting out-rebounded right now early.
They are. If I'm the Dowling coaching staff, I'm really pleased with what I've seen so far tonight. They have limited the turnovers. They've dominated the boards. And defensively, they've done a really nice job of keeping Roosevelt out of the paint and forcing them to shoot jump shots on the outside. And on the other side, for Roosevelt, you've got to try and do something about Riggs. He's really been hurting them in that post. You've got to do something either to try and front him or bring backside help.
All right, they bring Gurley back in, does Roosevelt. Zarek Gurley, 5'10 senior, back running the point, number 21. Dowling stays man-to-man as Roosevelt moves the ball to the right side to Helms. Now a backdoor cut, and the ball kicked out of bounds. They say it went off of Dowling. A little backdoor cut to Burkhall from Helms, and it goes out of bounds.
Roosevelt running a little bit of a three-man weave that time, but Dowling just switching up top, not allowing any kind of penetration inside the paint.
Jakari Bradley in for Roosevelt. He replaces Miles Burkhall. Now the ball slapped away by Dowling, but right in the hands of Roosevelt, but stolen away by Stillwell. Matt with the steal. Lead pass to Daniel. Layup good in transition. Drew Daniel. He's got 5 points tonight.
The defense from Dowling has just been outstanding tonight, Mark, forcing turnovers. And then converting on the other end.
Everybody's in the passing lane. You like that. as Omaha Baluchek in the lineup now. He's guarding Bradley, and his shot is good. Bradley went right around Balu for the basket.
Oh, that was a really nice athletic move by Bradley, going high to finish that over Balu, who I thought had a chance to block it.
All right, Stillwell in the front court. Nearly had the ball stolen away. Gets to Daniel in the corner for three again. It's off the mark, no good. Weak side rebound, Riedel. Underneath the Balu, Omaha. In the lane, shot off the glass, good, smooth move by Omaha Blue.
Boy, really nice move that time, Mark. Knowing where the defense is at and then spinning and an easy bucket down low.
4 points for Blue off the bench for Dowling, and Dowling increased its lead 24-10. 14-point lead equals its largest of the night. Now here is Helms with it in the lane. Drew the foul, and they're going to say on the ground, on the floor rather, before the shot.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Matt Riedel that time with the block.
And I believe you are correct. So Riedel picks up the foul. His first, team foul number six on Dowling. Roosevelt with four team fouls. 4 minutes, 42 seconds remaining. Second quarter, Dowling 24, Roosevelt 10 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Helms will inbound the ball. Look for him to get it back. Gets it to Gurley. And he doesn't get it back. Dribble handoff goes to Bradley, top of the key. To Levon, who's in there. Back to Gurley. Gurley guarded by Balu. Now a three-pointer by Levon. Up, good. Shot it right over Andrew Lynch. So Levon with his second three of the year.
Roosevelt now in a little diamond press here, Mark.
24-13 Dowling. The Maroons break the press. Lynch leads it for Stillwell. And Dowling will run their offense in a 1-2-2 zone, it looks like. Do they want to trap the corner or they don't? Lynch, guy's head fake on the baseline. Leaves it for Riggs, and is staffed away by Bradley. Well, Blue comes up with it, and he'll be called for the charge.
And they're actually playing a box and one on Matt Stillwell, Mark. They've got Helms guarding him, and Coach O'Connor and Stillwell having a conversation about how are we going to attack this.
Second foul on Blue, and he'll go to the bench right now with 3.5 minutes, or just under 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Dowling 24-13, 17 foul on Dowling. Player control foul, so they won't shoot the bonus.
You know, it feels like Dowling really has just owned this first half, but it's still only an 11-point lead right now. Look, Roosevelt can get this under double digits.
Riders are hanging around. Levon with it, right wing. Top of the key it goes to Oliver, and he lost it through his legs, but retrieved by his teammate Bradley.
Attack him. He cannot stay in front of you.
Helms lined up in the right block, guarded by Riedel. It's Lynch, Riedel, Riggs, Stillwell, and Mike Keel in the five on the floor for Dowling. Roosevelt on offense, going right to left towards the west basket here at the Ryder gym. Levon with it. Ryder's having a tough time getting their offense going here.
Well, they can't find Helms in that high post area, and so trying to run another set for him.
They got him on the baseline. Helms, step back three, left wing, off the mark, no good. Rebound Dowling and Riggs. He took it away from Oliver.
That's a great defensive possession to force a tough shot by Helms.
Here's Keel. Long pass down the corner. Good to Matt Riedel. Riedel with the corner three on the right side. That's a 2 million Suns three-pointer. And Dowling up 27-13 over Roosevelt here in the boys' contest.
Dowling always looking to push. And that time, good job that time by Keel finding Riedel on that baseline.
When you got Riedel and Daniel and a few others that can spot up for three against pressure and you can get it to them, you've got something going. Now a pull-up jumper off the glass, no good by Roosevelt's DeAvion Oliver. Rebound Dowling. Riedel in transition. In the corner goes to Stillwell for three, and it's good. Another three for Dowling. It's raining 2 million Suns three-pointers, Mike.
Well, again, great job in a secondary break look. Just drawing the defense in and kicking out, hitting the wide-open shot, Mark.
Full timeout called by the Riders. With 2:10 remaining here in the second quarter, Dowling 30, Roosevelt 13. Back after this one-minute break on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Pomerantz Gymnasium on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Coming out of the timeout, a technical foul called on Andrew Lynch of Dowling. Free throws being shot right now by Roosevelt's Rome Helms. He makes the first of two. And all we can think of, Mike, is the possibility that Lynch got caught up in some visiting with the other team, and the referees heard what was said, and they whistled a tee on Lynch. That is his first foul, and team foul number 8 on Dowling.
Yeah, there has been just a little going back and forth, just a little friendly jawing. Referees didn't think it was so friendly, so we'll move on.
30-15, Dowling by 15 over Roosevelt. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim. Glad you could join us. Tuesday night, a high school non-division CIML basketball. Roosevelt out of the Metro Conference, Dowling out of the Central Conference. Underneath, reverse layup, Helms no good. And a rebound, Riggs. Helms hits the deck. Dowling on a 5-on-4 break. Here's Keogh with it. He travels with the basketball.
Well, I thought Keogh had an opportunity there, Mark, to just reverse the ball to Drew Daniel in the corner for what might have been another three, but just taking an extra step that time.
Yeah, Michael's just not got his basketball sink in with him. He's still MVP of the 4A championship game. Linebacker with his play. Led the team in tackles and interceptions that night. 30-15, Dowling with the lead. Roosevelt with the basketball. Ethan Lovan, back in the lineup. Zarek Gurley in the lineup for Roosevelt. Also in there, Jamison Patton, a freshman, played quarterback for the Rider football team. Helms remains in the lineup. And back in, George Williams, a freshman. He started, but he hasn't played a lot here in this contest. And he's back in. Now Williams with the ball screen. And a pick and roll. Gurley couldn't get it to him. They work underneath. A shot up and good by Williams. Basket counts and a foul on Dowling. I believe it'll be on Riggs.
Wow, that was a really nice look by Helms to find Williams down there. And he does a nice job finishing over the much taller Riggs.
All right, Lynch will return to the lineup for Dowling after his technical foul. And he'll replace Riggs, who has two fouls, with 69 seconds remaining in the half. 30-17. Dowling with the lead. Williams' first free throw. Or the free throw is good.
Sort of light man-to-man pressure now by Roosevelt. They've sort of fallen out of that diamond press look.
5 points for Williams. And now a whistle to foul as Roosevelt underneath. And the foul called on Williams as Lynch was fouled.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Helms on that.
There they are. That's his second.
Second foul, yeah. I think Coach Daly's got to get him out with 57 seconds here so he doesn't pick up a third.
Well, or you want him in for offense.
That's true.
Because he's your best three-point shooter. Lynch's first free throw no good. Andrew tied in with the football team. Averaging 2 points and two rebounds on the season for the Maroons. Getting into his basketball form as Burkhall checks in. Miles Burkhall, his sister graduated Iowa State last year. Meredith played for Bill Fenley and played here at Roosevelt. Had a pretty nice career at Iowa State. Battled some injury, but overcame it. Free throw by Lynch is no good, apparently. Didn't put it up. If it did go.
Yeah, I thought that was. I thought he had that. But
30, it should be 31-18. They did not adjust the points on the board. 40 seconds remaining. Roosevelt with the ball. Gurley with it. Gurley, Lavon. And Patton, the three on the perimeter for Roosevelt. Now Lavon takes the basket. His shot up and good. Right up over Lynch.
Roosevelt's got a nice spark off the bench from Lavon tonight, Mark.
He's got 5 points all in the second quarter. Pressure by Roosevelt in the backcourt. It's 31-20. They did make the adjustment on the score. Here's Strockel with it. Gets it to Streak. Gets it to Riedel. Now back over to Strockel. Strockel dribbles left side down the lane. Leaves it for Daniel. Now a long three coming at the horn. It's no good by Dowling's Matt Riedel. And we come to We come to halftime with the score. Dowling 31, Roosevelt 20, along with Mike Swain, Mark Amadale. And we'll return to the Roosevelt Gym after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And welcome back to the Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Dowling leading Roosevelt 31-20 here in the boys' contest. Early tonight, Dowling girls, a 79-64 win over Roosevelt. Mike Swaim joins me here at halftime. And Swaim, your thoughts on this first half? We went to a break real quick so we get our halftime guest on here. But your thoughts on that first half? Roosevelt didn't get too far behind, but they got down early. They were down 9-2. They were down by 7, 8 points. They trailed by as many as 14 points in this contest, and they got it down to 11 here at halftime.
I think if you're Roosevelt, you got to be happy right now that you're only down 11, considering the way Dowling has played. They fought back through some tough shooting and, you know, had a chance to get this thing under double digits. And if you're Dowling, you know, the shots have come. Tonight they've fallen, Mark. We've got several three-pointers by multiple guys. Stillwell's got a three-pointer. Riggs has a three-pointer. Drew Daniels has a three-pointer. Riedel's got a three. And the other thing that they've done is they've limited the turnovers and really done a great job on the board. So overall, I think a fantastic half by the Dowling Maroons.
Yeah, Roosevelt 5 for 5 at the free throw line in the first half. Dowling 5 of 8, so both have hit 5 free throws in the contest. But be interesting to see what the rebounding statistics show, because Dowling was really, when they made their run, they were getting a lot of second chance points, and that's offensive boards.
Yeah, they've done a nice job, and in particular, Riedel has done a great job on the boards, Mark. He's got 3 offensive boards tonight on his own. So really a good job keeping it alive and then making good decisions. A lot of the damage being done by Riggs down low.
Have you seen this young lady play this year?
I have not.
Nye Tong joins us here at halftime, Mike. Dowling Post player going to St. Louis University.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
What are you going to study? You're not going to study anything with mathematics, are you?
No, I don't think so. Good. I was thinking something under like the psychology field, but maybe not math or science.
You got to stay away from these appraisers that are around the Central Iowa area. You're sitting next to one right now, Nye. So. All right, Nye, we'll talk about tonight's game. I know you and Lexi have been battling foul trouble, but, you know, as I told Coach DeVinny, anytime you guys have, you guys kind of tag team off each other. You start, Lexi comes in, and together you got 10 fouls at your disposal and a lot of points, and it sure paid off tonight because you were battling foul trouble tonight.
Yeah, I had some really bad fouls early on, but she stepped in, did her job, and did a good job.
We'll talk about the season. I know the other night, last night wasn't a good way. Your only loss of the year, you lost to Southeast Polk, but you've had a pretty good year to start. And this year you're starting, you've been coming off the bench, and ever since J.C. Kothi, who was a senior last year, graduated, you're one of those starters. You and Lexi kind of man the post. Talk about your new role this year, playing the post for the Dowling girls.
Oh, yeah. Me and Lexi pretty much split playing time and stuff, but it's been pretty good. Like, I started off, Lexi comes in, she does her job, and we try to get the job done.
You're very active out there. You're more aggressive than you were as a sophomore, as a junior. You're a lot more aggressive. Now, sometimes that draws fouls, but I know you want to play hard. You've done that throughout the year. What's changed from a year ago?
I think just, like, trying to play a bigger role and seeing, or trying to defend better and stuff like that.
So you're heading to St. Louis next semester, or next year.
Mm-hmm.
So what's kind of decisions, what are the schools where you're looking at, and what did you like about St. Louis that you decided to go there?
Compared to other schools, St. Louis, I like that it felt like a family atmosphere right away. Like, I love the coaches right away. Visited the facility, it was beautiful, and I don't know, just kind of had that feeling.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
Was your coach up there up here last night?
Yeah, she was. My assistant coaches. Yeah.
I thought so because I saw the St. Louis gear going around. Yeah. You know when they're recruiting these players, Mike, you see them all around. They start hovering after games.
That's right.
I wonder if that was your coach, Nye.
Yeah.
Visit with Nye Tong here at halftime. Dowling senior and 6'1 now. Is that what your height is?
Yeah.
Or is that with shoes on or off?
She was on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, she was working football season out at the Dowling Field, and she did a great job. You like doing that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's good.
You got to be careful who you're working for over there in the concession stand. That guy, you just never know. But
Brian's awesome.
It was great. Well, now I talk about your future plans. You mentioned St. Louis. What are some of the activities you're looking to study at St. Louis in a different city, obviously?
Yeah. Well, St. Louis is a really good business school, so I was thinking something under like that field, but I'm not sure exactly what, but still have time to figure that out.
All right. If you need an internship and an appraiser, I can tell you a couple guys. One not sitting here right now, but I can set you up with an appraiser or two. The legitimate ones in town, if you want to study that, Nye. This is with Nye Tong. Well, this Friday, you start conference week. You take on Ankeny.
For sure, yeah.
They beat you last year. Remember
that?
Yeah,
they did. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
That was a tough
one. Just kind of pointing that out. I'm sure that's kind of circled on the board.
Yeah.
That you seniors, man, led by Caitlin Clark and the rest of the Dowling senior girls. There's, six seniors on your team. So,
yeah.
Ankeny.
Ankeny.
I'm not talking about revenge. Just playing better and getting better.
Yeah.
And they're a good team. Talk about the matchup at Ankeny Friday.
They're pretty good. A lot of guards on the team, but they run kind of like a good Drake offense. But we saw a little bit of that during fall league. But I think our coaches have a pretty good plan for us defensively.
All right. Yeah. Coach Swim, you got any tips for Nye Tong here? She's a post player. I know you played guard. She's a post player. They always block your shots.
They did. It was my job just to get it into the post. I just want to feed them the ball, you know. So that hopefully you've got guards that will do that for you on this team.
Yeah, I got some good guards.
That's good.
Yeah. You've worked on your post move. You had a couple tonight. And I like the ISO play that Coach Meyer ran for you out of the timeout. Remember that early?
Yeah.
It was a nice play. You would never catch that out of Coach Swain. His dad had plays like that. The son, not so much. But it was a nice ISO play for you.
It was nice.
Scored off the glass. All right, well, Nye, appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. And what do you think about the Roosevelt Gym? Brand new floor.
I do like
lights.
It, yeah. Really bright. I like it. Yeah.
You know, when you go on the road, you got to look for positives.
For sure.
Because, you know, your student body usually isn't here. It's a tough environment. Yeah. They play the music that you're not used to.
Yeah.
And you came away with the road win. The Maroons now, what are you, 4-1 on the season?
Yeah.
And you go to Ankeny Friday.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to? Family, friends, comrades, whatever. I'll say hi to somebody.
I can think of on the spot.
Well, how about a teacher? There's a couple teachers that probably listen.
Yeah, Miss Gant, probably my favorite teacher.
Okay,
yeah.
Who's that?
Miss Gant.
Okay, what does she teach?
Humanities.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a classic. Swaim and I flunked it, darling, so we had to move on.
I think the answer is all of your teachers are favorite teachers.
Yeah.
To all of those listening.
Especially during finals week.
Yeah. Right.
Nice save there, Mr. Swaim. Well, Nye, thanks for joining us here at halftime.
Thanks
for having me. And best of luck to you. We'll follow you up at Ankeny and go Maroons.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Nye Tong, our halftime guest, as Dowling leads 31-20. I want to thank Nye for joining us here at halftime, along with Mike Swain, Mark Amadeo, back at the Roosevelt Gym. We'll total up the first half statistics. It's Dowling 31, Roosevelt 20, here in the boys' contest at halftime. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Roosevelt Gym. Dowling with the first possession of the second half. A shot up and no good, but the follow-up shot off an offensive rebound by Ryan Riggs is good. And Riggs now with 6 points. And it's Dowling 33-20 over Roosevelt, Mike.
Oh, nice set that time by Dowling, isolating Riggs on the block. Even though he missed his first shot, he was able to get that rebound himself, mark and finish it on the second opportunity.
All right, Roosevelt with it. Zarek Gurley in the lineup along with Rome Helms. Helms with it right wing. Three-pointer coming over Dowling Stillwell. It's no good. Offensive rebound and put back up and good by Zarek Gurley.
One of the few offensive rebounds that Roosevelt has got tonight, and they made the most of it.
Yeah, they sure did. Gurley's first 2 points of the night. It's 33-22, Dowling by 11. 7 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. And here is Riedel for three, and it's good, and he's starting to feel it. Dowling's Matt Riedel with his second Two Million Suns three-pointer tonight. That's his eighth point, yes.
The stats showing that Dowling came in tonight shooting 13% from three. Doesn't look like it, Mark.
Now ball loose on the floor. We got a whistle and a foul as Dowling poked the ball away, and they're going to get Stillwell with his second foul on the loose ball. Kind of blocked out there with the Roosevelt bench, but it all happened on the floor apparently. Now the Riders will inbound the ball. Jakari Bradley gets it inside. It's stolen away by Strako. They try to get it inside, and Strako comes up with a steal. Here's Daniel with it.
Boy,
it's Daniel.
Opportunity.
Yes, Daniel. Excuse me. Strako, Stillwell, Daniel, Riedel, and Riggs. And a whistle and a foul on Roosevelt. Reaching foul on Bradley. Jakari with his second foul. First team foul on Roosevelt. Now a corner three by Daniel. In and out and back in. Good! Wow. Left baseline, Drew Daniel, and he's starting to pick up his shooting.
Sloppy defense that time, Mark. Nobody found Drew Daniel, and Stillwell did in the corner for a wide open three. And now you've got a turnover again on Bradley, stepping on that baseline. So Dowling already forced two turnovers early here in this third quarter.
Well, Drew Daniel with his second Two Million Suns three-pointer of the game and of the year. He was held out of three the first two games. Tonight he's finding his stroke. 39-22, Dowling by 17, their largest lead of the night here in the second half. Here's Stillwell in the lane, kicks it over in the corner again to Daniel for three, and it's good! Drew Daniel with a corner three, a Two Million Suns three-pointer. And he's on fire with 11 points now.
Mark, this is a three-point shooting clinic right now, what Dowling is doing, and they are getting wide open looks and burying them.
20-point lead for the Maroons. Roosevelt with the basketball. Coming off the ball screen is Bradley. Can't get a shot off. Leaves it for Miles Burkhall. Burkhall now. Leaves it for Helen for three. It's up and no good. Rebound Dowling and Riggs.
Every shot, Mark, that he takes has been contested.
Here's Strako down the right side. Dowling running their secondary break. Can't get it shot off, and now they'll run their offense. Strako dribbles in the lane, looking to kick it. Now it's cut off underneath, and a whistle and traveling on Strako. He got the inside pass to Riggs, but he pulled his pivot foot.
Yeah, it was a good idea, but he picked up his pivot foot. I thought that was a good call by the officials.
All right. Matt Stillwell leading the way for Dowling. Let's go through the Maroon scoring. He had 9 points in the first half. 9 points now for Ryan Riggs. And now Burkhall with it for Roosevelt. 42-22, Dowling by 20. With it is George Williams on the baseline. Rolls against Riggs. He traveled with the basketball.
Yeah, almost the exact same thing that Strako did. Just sort of picked up his pivot foot that time, Mark.
He certainly did. Riggs with 9 points. 8 points for Riedel. As Daniel now with 11 points in the contest to lead Dowling. And Omaha Blue, 4 points at halftime. And Andrew Lynch, 1 point at halftime. So trying to run down the scoring here for Roosevelt. Their leading score at halftime was Rome Helms with 6 points. Ethan Levon with five. 5 points for George Williams. 2 points for Miles Burkhall. And 2 points for Jakari Bradley. Zarek Gurley held scoreless the first half, but he has 2 points here. Dowling leading by 20. The Maroons turn the ball over. Now with the basketball is Levon. Pass in the corner to Gurley. Now they rotate the ball right side to Oliver. Diaby on Oliver. In the lane, a shot up and blocked by Straco, but they got him on the arm and a foul on Joe.
Yeah, it was good defense that time by Straco. Didn't need to foul. It was already a tough shot trying to shoot over him. Sort of bailed out the shooter that time.
Dowling 42, Roosevelt 22. 4 minutes, 18 seconds remaining here in the third quarter from the Roosevelt gym. Mark Emmerdale, Mike Swaim, as we are right behind the scorer's table, which now sits on the south side of the Roosevelt gym. It was on the north side. And they switched it over with the brand new scoreboards coming in. They had to move their electronics around, and we're good with that. We sit right behind the scorer's table here. Brand new floor, lighting.
Yeah, gym looks great.
It's awesome. And the free throw is good. Both of them good by LeVon. And now we got a timeout. LeVon now off the bench with 7 points. Timeout on the floor. 4:18 remaining here in the third quarter. It's a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling 42, Roosevelt 24.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Welcome back to the Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Dowling 42, Roosevelt 24, a pair of free throws has cut the Dowling lead back to 18 by Ethan LeVon. For Roosevelt. Pressure by the Riders. Dowling in the front court. And we've got a timeout. Dowling. Riders come up with pressure. Dowling gets it across the timeline. And the Maroons are trapped and they got to call a timeout. It'll be a 30-second break here, Mike.
Yeah, that time Roosevelt much more aggressive on their press, doubling every pass. And that time Stillwell couldn't get out of it. Smartly called the timeout.
Well, I see some people woke up this afternoon. They must have had their nap in, Mike. We're getting a lot of texts. And, oh, it's a group text. How nice of those guys to listen to Iowa Catholic Radio. At least we know their cell phones or something works. They must figure out how to program a phone.
Well, our ratings are up, Mark. That's what I can see.
Not according to O'Hare. He thinks they're good every time he has a sub for you. By the way, the Dowling freshman did win over at Callanan. I'm surprised Kevin found his way over there, but he knows every gym in town, no matter
he does.
If it's condemned or not.
That's for
Callanan's
sure.
Callanan's a beautiful gym that they have, part of the Roosevelt feeder system. 42-24, Dowling sophomores winning before this. They were up by 25 before things got out of hand. Congratulations to Pat Henkinius, brand-new sophomore coach this year. Got him off to undefeated season. Corner three up and good, and he is feeling it.
Boy.
Drew Daniel with another to me and son three-pointer. He's got 14 tonight.
Talk about getting out of a slump, Mark. I mean, this team has just lit it up from outside.
Drew was, before the game, was just 0-for-7 from three-point range and 3-of-14 from the field. He has got his stroke back. 45-24, Dowling by 21. Largest lead of the night for the Maroons. Roosevelt with the basketball. Dowling stays man-to-man. Dribbling in the lane is Gurley. Pull-up jumper off the rim, no good. Omaha Ballou with the rebound. It's poked out of bounds by Bradley, but it'll be Dowling basketball as Lynch and Keel check in for Riggs and Straco. And here we go. Four-court pressure. And is it man-to-man or 1-2-2? No, it's man-to-man.
Yeah, I think they're going to continue to try and double when they can, Mark.
Dowling inbounds the ball. Dowling going right to left towards the west basket. Keel has it. It's stolen away from Michael. Poked away by Patton underneath. The shot by Patton, no good. Tip, no good, and out of bounds. On the rebound is Bradley. It'll be Dowling basketball as Jamison Patton hits the turf.
It's the floor. Two Roosevelt players battling for that rebound, and they both knocked it out. Unfortunate. They were in position there.
Dowling inbounds the ball. Four-court pressure. You're still well with it. Riders just swing their zone. Keel in the front court.
Yeah, much Skip better pass. Job attacking this.
Here's Stillwell with it over to Keel. He'll launch the three, left wing. Good!
Why not? Let's get everybody involved in the show.
That is Michael Keel's first three and points of the season from as a field goal. 48-24, Dowling. 24-point lead for the Maroons. 2.5 minutes remaining. Riders with it is Gurley. Dowling stays man-to-man. With the top of the key is Oliver. Works the right side. Dribble handoff to LaVon. Ethan LaVon can't get a shot off. Leaves it for Bradley. Down the lane he goes. Blocked by Ballou and a foul on Dowling. It'll be on Drew Daniel, I believe. Ballou blocked it, but Daniel committed the foul.
Foul on Daniel, his first.
Yeah, Ballou looked upset. Hey, I think he thought the foul initially was called on him, but he got a good block. Daniel got him with the body there.
Well, he's just a freshman, Mike.
That's right. That's right.
You've coached a few freshmen on varsity,
haven't you? I've had a couple.
Did Daly make the squad freshman year, Des Moines Christian, when you were there?
He did indeed.
I thought he would. So there's one. I'm trying to think of another. Sondeliner?
Sean Sondeliner.
All right, there's two. I've come off the top of my head. Free throw is no good by the Riders. Bradley misses the first. Jakari with just 2 points tonight, averages three on the season. Second free throw on the way and no good. Dowling seals out, rebound Lynch. Gets it to Keel. Lob pass in the front court to Stillwell. His shot off the glass too strong and a rebound out to Helms and Roosevelt. Here's Rome Helms underneath, stolen by Stillwell. Dowling by 24 underneath, and Keel with the left hand no good, and a slam dunk by Omaha Ballou. He followed it up.
The follow.
6 points for Ballou off the bench, 50-24 Dowling.
I think that surprised everybody. Even the Dowling bench sort of was surprised by that one.
Well, the Roosevelt fans are stunned, and now we've got a whistle. We might have a double foul here.
I think they're going to get Lynch.
Or get Lynch. Maybe. Yep, 30. Fouls on Lynch. Andrew's second. His first foul was a technical foul. And Coach O'Connor and Coach Wagner are getting him out. Nick Wagner, the assistant coach, talking to him. He's getting caught up in conversation with the Roosevelt lads. 50-24, Dowling by 26 here in the boys' contest. Minute and a half remaining. Third quarter. Dowling girls a winner tonight, 79-64. Dowling trying for the doubleheader sweep on the road. Our next broadcast will be Friday night as we travel to Ankeny for the girls and boys doubleheader. Dowling at Ankeny. We'll go on the air at 6 o'clock Friday. Roosevelt with the ball. Helms with it. Nearly lost it. Tried to get the pass to Bradley and recovered nicely by Gurley.
Helms just has not got comfortable tonight offensively, Mark. Dowling has done a great job of knowing where he's at and making every shot contested.
Helms came in averaging 22 points. He is 4-for-4 at the free throw line and one field goal, and that was all in the first half. He's scoreless now as we're in
almost
the final minute
count
of the third quarter. And now a 5-second call on Roosevelt before they could get the timeout. Dowling forced a turnover. Nice job by the Maroon defense.
That was a good job that time by Michael Keough. Just keeping LaVon in front.
51 seconds remaining. Dowling will inbound the ball. Drew Daniel throws it in. And he gets it in to Riedel. Matt crossed the timeline. Gets it over to Omaha Ballou. Roosevelt stays man-to-man. Dowling running the man offense here with 35 seconds remaining. Possession arrow favors Roosevelt. Dowling with 14 fouls here in the second half. Roosevelt with one. Now the ball tipped away by LaVon. He forces the turnover and scores the basket after the steal and basket.
Yeah, good steal that time by LaVon. Keough's got to be a little bit stronger with that ball.
LaVon now with 9 points off the bench for Roosevelt. 5'9 senior for the Riders. He's Dowling with the ball. Riedel down the lane. Underneath the Riggs. Can't hold it. It's out of bounds with 8 seconds of play, and Roosevelt will have it back. And this could be a three consecutive possession for Roosevelt because they get the ball to start, unless there's a tie up here, they get the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Well, Dowling a little sloppier in this quarter, Mark.
Officials were holding up play, and I think it's because of substitution for the Riders. As number 23, Jamison Patton checks in.
7 seconds here, Mark.
Here's LaVon with it. Gets it right side. Gets it to Williams. And now a corner three up and short. It's no good by Roosevelt. And we have come to the end of the third quarter. Jamison Patton misses a three. And it's Dowling 50, Roosevelt 26. Back in 1 minute with the start of the fourth quarter. It's the Dowling boys leading Roosevelt by a score of 50-26. Back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter from the Roosevelt Gym on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976 tamiaandsons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, Roosevelt with the first possession of the fourth quarter, and Dowling gets a steal and basket by Matt Steelwell. And it's 52-26. Dowling has doubled the lead. A long three up and no good by Helms. Out of bounds to Dowling. Boy, it has just been a clinic here tonight for the Maroons. Steelwell with his 11th point.
Mark, they've been really balanced. They've had great shooting from the outside. Different guys stepping up and hitting threes. They've made the right pass. And for the most part, they've handled the turnovers. A little sloppy in that third quarter, but overall, offensively, this has been a fantastic game by the Dowling Maroons.
Certainly has. Now Steelwell down the lane. His shot no good. Riggs with the rebound. His putback no good. Gets the rebound. And a tie-up between Riggs and the freshman George Williams of Roosevelt. And it'll be Dowling possession. 7:09 remain here in the fourth quarter. Dowling outscored Roosevelt 18-6 to start the contest. Roosevelt outscored Dowling in the second quarter 14-13 to cut the Dowling lead to 11 at halftime. But Dowling outscoring Roosevelt in that third quarter, Mike, 19-6 to double the score now, 52-26. Here's Steelwell with it as they get the ball inbounded. Guarded closely by Patton, and a foul on Patton. A couple of football players there going at it. Patton commits the foul.
Yeah, Stillwell's not going to shy away from any contact, that's for sure, Mark.
It'll be team foul number 3, I believe, on Roosevelt. Dowling with 4 team fouls. Here's Strockel with it. Strockel, Riggs, Steelwell, Drew Daniel, and Omaha Ballou, the 5 on the floor for Dowling. Here's Steelwell with it left wing, looking for Ballou in the corner, gets it to him. Omaha. A dribble, a lob pass inside to Riggs. It's poked away out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball.
That time, Omaha's got to see that backside defense. They were waiting to double-team Riggs. He's got to kick that back out, swing that ball, let Riggs go, establish post position on the other side.
All right, Daniel will throw it in. This is Drew Daniel. Riggs will line up in the left block, and they inbound it to him. They get it to Steelwell, and it's poked away nicely and stolen by Jamison Patton. Patton down good court, layup good. Stealing basket by the freshman, Jamison Patton. For Roosevelt.
Yeah, that was a really nice sort of Euro step there around Matt Steelwell. Good steal as well.
Patton, a 6'1 freshman with the steal, and now Steelwell with the basketball, and he draws the foul before the shot. Be out of bounds to Dowling. Third team foul on Roosevelt. And they'll whistle it on Patton, his second, as he and Steelwell are kind of doing it out.
Yeah, it's been a good little battle there between the two of them.
All right, then bound it to Riggs. Right block.
Good move.
And Riggs with the shot off the glass. Good. Wanted to dunk it, but he had pressure on him, and Riggs shoots and scores. From the right side, Riggs with 11 points. Another Dowling player in double figures. Steelwell also has 11, and 14 points by Daniel. Long three, no good by Helms. Just a tough night for him shooting.
Well, and that was a great job by Omaha Ballou. Really, it's been contested shots for Helms all night.
And how about Steelwell down the lane? His shot up a good. Changed hands. Went right-handed. Switched to the left hand. Steelwell with 13. And now the Riders lose the ball again. Daniel saves it. Long pass down court to Ballou, loses it to Strockel, and he leaves it for Daniel. Layup good. It is an absolute clinic right now for the Maroons. They lead by 30.
It's a great job, Mark, just running the floor. That time, Drew Daniel, the trailer, and Strockel with a nice job finding him.
cutting to the basket.
16 points for Daniel. And now a pull-up jumper. Banks off the glass. Good by Jamison Patton. From the free throw line, Patton with his first 2 points, or actually his fourth point of the night. And it's 58-30, Dowling by 28. 5:12 remaining, and now we got an offensive foul on Stillwell. Be a player control foul, and on Matt, that is his third foul.
Yeah, it's the one thing I think Matt's got to be a little concerned about. He's had two of those where he's got a tendency to sort of lead with that arm, Mark, and if officials start noticing that, he'll have to get that dialed back a little bit.
Like we talked about in the first quarter when he got that offensive foul, that's the arm bar. You can only push that elbow out and guard with the arm bar. And now it's turnover by Roosevelt. They had it. Patton lost it. Strocco down court, 3-on-2. His shot no good. Ballou had it knocked out of his hands. And it'll be Roosevelt basketball. It's knocked out of bounds by Dowling. 4:56 remaining. Fourth quarter. Dowling looking for the doubleheader sweep here at Roosevelt. 58-30. Roosevelt with the basketball. They dribbled in the front court. Here's Gurley with it running the point. Dribble handoff to Helms. Guarded by Ballou. Now he works baseline. Kicks it back out. This is Burkhall. Won't shoot the three. Over to Williams. Now back to Gurley. Roosevelt playing catch on the perimeter. Good defense by the Maroons. Now here's Helms down the lane. His shot no good and a foul on Dowling. And he'll get free throws coming. Fouls on the Maroons. Omaha Ballou with his third.
Yeah, that was a good drive that time by Helm. One of the few times that Dowling hasn't had somebody in that paint to step in.
58-30 Maroons. And Roosevelt at the free throw line. This is Helms, and Rome missed the first free throw. He was 4-for-4 at the line until then. He has 6 points, well below his average of 22 points. So Coach O'Connor, when he visited with Coach Devaney and I at halftime, mentioned identifying the shooter, and they've held Helms to single digits. He made his second free throw. He's got 7, Mike.
Yeah, they've just done a great job. Every shot has been contested. Just never allowed him to get comfortable.
58-31. Dowling with the lead, and now a three-pointer. Once again, Drew Daniel in the corner. It's good. Drew with 19 points. He has come out of his shooting slump. Roosevelt with the ball underneath and traveling called on Burkhall. Well, Mark, 5 threes by Drew Daniel tonight, and that is its 10th three of the night.
This is going to be – you get this team shooting like this and this kind of spacing – with the athletes that Dowling has, this is going to be a tough team to beat when you are being able to step up and do what Drew Daniels did, knock down wide open through.
61-31, Dowling by 30, and now Ballou has the ball on the baseline. It's poked out of bounds, and it's going to be Dowling basketball, I believe. Ballou on the floor. And now Michael Keel will check in for Dowling. He'll replace Strocco. Keel will come in, throw the ball in. And we have substitution in for Dowling as Ballou on one side. And they lob it in to Bialzak, Adam Bialzak, the 6'6 junior. Another Will Yerge in there. He takes the basket. His shot up and no good. Drew the foul. So Dowling now getting some subs in there. They're going to wave off the shot by Yerge. And the foul on Roosevelt. That'll be on Burkhall, his first.
Yeah, pretty good drive that time by Yerge. Just couldn't finish.
Will, a 6'5 senior, one of five seniors on this Dowling boys team. Keel inbounds the ball. Gets it to Bialzak. Underneath the Keel, in the lane. Ball loose on the floor, and we've got jump ball. Good also by both teams, helping out. Gurley tied up Keel. And it should be Roosevelt possession, and it is. Riders getting another player in. Kieran Bailing, 5'11 junior, checks in, number 2 for the Riders. Also in there, Jaden Seals, 5'11 senior, in for Roosevelt. 3.5 minutes remaining. Dowling 61, Roosevelt 31 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Take it. This is Seals with it. Now, ball stolen away. Look out. Here is Daniel with it, and he'll slam it. And we got a whistle and a foul on Roosevelt. As Seals commits the foul, and that was the other Daniel with the steal. And Simon Daniel is fouled on the play, and he'll get two free throws, I believe.
Yeah, that was an athletic move and got undercut. Still almost made that dunk, Mark, even with the foul.
Seals with the foul. Team foul number five on Roosevelt. Dowling with six. And the first free throw is good by Simon Daniel, 6'2 junior. Showed some elevation there. 62-31. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Dowling. And it's rebounded by Bialzak, and Dowling keeps possession. And they work it inside, and a whistle and a foul on Roosevelt as the entry pass from Omaha Blue to Bialzak, and a foul on the Riders.
Yeah, it's only their six, so Dowling will inbound the ball.
Deavion Oliver picks up his second foul. Team foul number six on Roosevelt, as you mentioned, Mike. As Keel and Blue check out. And checking in is Mikey Chase, for Dowling. With it is Sam Hughes. Hughes in the lane, and the shot is no good, but he drew the foul. And free throws coming for Hughes. Fouls on Roosevelt. It'll be on Jaden Seals, his second. So Sam Hughes, 6'1 junior, will have his two free throws. And the first one is good. Sam with his first varsity point. And the second one is no good. And now we got a foul on Roosevelt. They'll call it on Elijah Ford, I believe. Going to call it on Elijah Ford, his first. And Dowling back to the free throw. This will be a 1-1, I believe, Mike.
Yeah, it's got a little contentious here in the last couple of minutes between the two teams. But
Sam Hughes back the line. And his first free throw is good. He's 2 out of 3 at the line for 2 points.
I think the officials done a nice job sort of keeping control here tonight.
And you have to. Any night you're blowing the whistle. John Jensen, Mark Brandt. Dax Wiedemeyer doing a great job keeping law and order. Second free throw coming for Hughes. Front end of a 1-1, or back end of a 1-1. It's good. So Sam Hughes with 3 points. Roosevelt with the basketball, trailing 65-31. A 34-point lead for Dowling. Who would have thought? Elijah Ford with it in the front court. Right side, he works the Seals. Seals gets the ball underneath the Zeldin Farag, and he loses it out of bounds. It'll be Roosevelt basketball with 2:40 remaining.
Yeah, right idea that time. Just have to get a better entry pass that time.
Up next for Roosevelt, they'll be home this Friday night. They'll start conference play in the Metro Conference. They'll take on Des Moines North, doubleheader. Girls at 6:15, the boys to follow at 7:45 here at Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. For Dowling, they travel to Ankeny. We'll have the game. The girl-boy doubleheader at Ankeny this Friday night on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hope you join us. 6 o'clock pregame. Roosevelt with the ball. Seals with it. Dribbles to the lane. Can't get a shot off. Oliver for three, and it's good. Not a whole lot of them tonight, but Oliver drains the three, his first three of the night. And Dowling throws the ball away as they advance the ball in the backcourt off of pressure.
Roosevelt has had a tough night, Mark, tonight, shooting, especially from three-point range. Hellum just never able to find that groove tonight, and credit the Dowling defense.
Absolutely. Identify the shooters, and they did tonight. Here's Seals with it. Over to Farag. Farag, dribble handoff to Ford. Riders with it. Here's Oliver, guarded by Bialzak. Now dribble handoff to Bailey. Leaves it for Oliver, and he stepped on the baseline out of bounds. 65-34 Dowling, a minute 54 remaining. Runs inbound the ball as Sam Hughes in the backcourt run the point. He and Mikey Chase. Now a steal by Roosevelt as Ford with the steal and a foul on Hughes.
Yep, and that'll be Dowling's seventh, so that'll send Roosevelt to the line for a 1-1.
I want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio all season long. They include Ashworth Vision Clinic, along with Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. Our thanks to Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, Catholic Tuition Organization, and R&R Realty. Front of a 1-1, no good by the Riders. as missing the front end of the 1-1 was Bailey. Rebound slapped out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball with a minute 40 remaining. Reminder, our three-point baskets supported by our good friends at Tamia & Sons. Dowling breaking the press down the lane. A shot no good by Dylan Schmidt for the Maroons, who just checked in. Rebound comes out to the Riders. Now whistle as bodies hit the floor. A foul on Dowling and a 1-on-1 coming up for the Riders. A foul will be on Mikey Chase.
Mikey Chase,
second.
Yeah, a little reach that time.
Foul on Chase. Forward will be shooting.
So Dowling will come away with the win. I think Coach O'Connor's got to be pretty happy. His team now 2-1 after that start. The loss on the road at Iowa City West 1 week ago from tonight. Free throw no good by the Riders. Rebound Dowling. In the front court, Mikey Chase across the timeline. Tries to get the pass over in the corner to Dylan Smits. Knocked out of bounds by the Riders. As Jack Gredeke, 6'9 junior, will throw it in for Dowling. Also in there is Bialzak. Adam Bialzak, a 6'6 junior underneath. They work it to Bialzak, and he shoots and scores his first varsity point.
That was a nice little up and under move that time. Able to finish.
67-34, a minute to play, and a whistle and a foul on Dowling. And this will be team foul number 9 on the Maroons, I believe. 1-1 coming up for Roosevelt. Fouls on Chase, on Mikey. That is his third foul. Thought both teams would call off the dogs. Free throw no good by Roosevelt. Missing a lot of front end of 1-on-1s. Oliver with the miss. Rebound Dowling. Chase in the front court. A long three coming. It's no good by Gredeke. Rebound Dowling. As Bialzak keeps alive. Another long three. It's no good. That one by Dowling's Mikey Chase. Rebound Roosevelt. Riders in the front court. Elijah Ford with it. Gets it to Seals. Final 35 seconds. 67-34 Maroons. Leaves it for Schmidt, or rather, leaves it for Oliver coming around Schmidt. Now Seals has it on the dribble handoff. Seals can't get a shot off. A lot of dribbling, but no shot.
Yeah, again, this has been the story of the night, Mark.
Bailey
defense has been amazing.
Bailey has it. He draws a foul as he did attack the glass, but drew the foul. It's a matter of which Maroon they find. And they're going to find Gredeke for the foul. Jack picks up foul number 1. 10th team foul on Dowling. Double bonus now for Roosevelt. As two shots for Kieran Bailey, who has yet to score tonight. 0-for-1 at the line thus far for Bailey. And the left-hander hits the first free throw.
Bailey drains the first. He'll get one more.
Find your way to Ankeny on Friday, Swammer, or do you need somebody with GPS?
No, I'm very familiar with the great town of Ankeny.
That's good. That's a good one. I like that. We'll have to use that on a promo. Second free throw good, 67-35. Dowling with the lead and basketball. Maroons cross half court. Here's Bialzak with it.
And they're going to just hold it.
And that'll do it. 67-35 the final. Dowling, huge win on the road. They hold Roosevelt to 15 points in the second half. They outscored Roosevelt 17-9 in that fourth quarter. Final score, Dowling 67, Roosevelt 35 in the boys' contest. Dowling girls a winner. In game one, 79-64 over the Riders. So the Maroons with a doubleheader sweep on the road. Dowling boys improve their record to 2-1. They're ranked 6th this week in the latest poll. Roosevelt falls to 0-3. And they'll open up conference play Monday or Friday night against North. And Dowling will open up their conference on Friday as they travel to number 4 Ankeny in girls and boys doubleheader. Getting the final, 67-35 Dowling, along with Mike Swain, Mark Amadell. We'll come back with the postgame show following these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
The home and away voice of Dallin Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And welcome back to the Pomerantz Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Mark Emmerdale alongside Mike Swain. Final score, Dowling 67, Roosevelt 35 here in the boys' contest. As the Maroons now improve their record to 2-1. And what a game by Dowling. It was a game that kind of progressed. Maroons led by 12 at the end of the first quarter, led by 11 at halftime, and then increased the lead to 24 at the end of the third quarter, and finally come away with a 32-point victory here on the road. 67-35 Dowling, Mike. And who would have thought that a Roosevelt team that had some starters back from last year, I know they had a coaching change, but Maroons just kind of gradually had their way, and I think the height of the Maroons really paid dividends. And Dowling was hustling. They were hustling to all the loose balls at the same time.
I really think you got almost a complete game out of Dowling. Defensively, they did a great job of obviously taking Roosevelt's best threat away in Helms. They contested every one of his shots. They didn't allow Roosevelt to get any second-chance opportunities. And then offensively, first of all, they were very patient, Mark. They established Riggs early on inside down low. And then as the Roosevelt defense tried to take Riggs away, they would kick it out to Drew Daniel, wide open three looks, and the shooting from the outside. I mean, I think they finished with 10 threes on the night. 10 threes on the night tonight. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier. When that offense is doing that, okay, and you've got Ryan Riggs down low and he's effective, and then you're kicking out and you're able to hit wide open threes, this team is going to be very hard to stop. And that's exactly what had happened. Keep in mind, Mark, this was an 11-point game at halftime. And Dowling came out in the third quarter and just put their foot down on that pedal and didn't let up. And just a complete effort.
They certainly did. Dowling tonight with three players in double figures. And Matt Riedel, 2 points from being the fourth in double figures. So a very balanced night scoring-wise. The Maroons went to the free throw line 8 times at halftime. They went 9 of 14 for the contest. So a good job of getting to the line. But 10 three-pointers. Well, I'll tell you right now, Drew Daniel, out of his shooting slump, he came in into the contest 3 of 14 from the field and 0 for 7 from three-point range.
He played great tonight. And, you know, you could just sort of see as the team started to get more confident. You know, the first two or three threes go in, and now everybody, that basket looks huge. And you're just throwing it up there, and it's going in. And Dowling just did a great job feeding off of each other. I thought the other thing they did very well tonight was they really handled Roosevelt's defensive pressure, did not turn the ball over. A couple times in that fourth quarter, there were a couple sloppy plays against that full-court press. But for the most part, Dowling took care of the ball and really did a nice job.
Yeah, they certainly did. And for Dowling, as their next game will be at Ankeny on Friday. We'll have that game on Iowa Catholic Radio. Let's go through the scoring. First of all, for the Maroons, they were led by Drew Daniel with 19 points. He hit 5 threes in the night after going 0 for 7 in the first two games. Drew tonight with 5 threes for his 19 points. He had 5 of Dowling's 10 three-point baskets. 13 points for Sam Hughes. 13 points for Matt Stillwell. Sam Hughes with 3 points off the bench. Ryan Riggs with 11 points. 8 points for Matt Riedel. And then rounding out scoring, Omaha Ballou off the bench with 6 points. Michael Keel with 3 points. As I mentioned, Sam Hughes with 3 points. And 1 point each for Simon Daniel and Andrew Lynch. And 2 points for Adam Bialzak, as Dowling went 9 of 14 from the field. And you like to see balanced scoring. Like to see that that bench pick you up. And Michael Keel starting to get his basketball, savvy back after last year. And so is Lynch off the bench. Andrew, big role player. That's two of the two of the Dowling football players to come off the bench, and they're starting to get their legs.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that this is going to be a process, getting these guys back. And again, we've got to, even though we've got three starters from that state tournament team back, Mark, this still is a new group. Dowling lost a couple guys from that state tournament team. So it's a process and getting to know each other. But I think if you would have told Coach O'Connor, okay, third game into the season, you're going to have 10 threes and, you know, in single digits in turnovers, would you take it? Absolutely. I think that I was really surprised tonight to see the way Dowling shot the ball, just coming in here, seeing the stats that I had seen. And, boy, they just put on a shooting clinic tonight.
Well, they certainly did. And for Roosevelt, they had no players in double figures. And they were led by off the bench Ethan Levon, the 5'9 senior, come off the bench. And he had 9 points, five in the first half, and then he had four more in the second half to lead Roosevelt in scoring. Rome Helms with 7 points, well below his season average of 22 points in the contest. He was held to seven tonight. He had 1 2-point field goal, and he was 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. Off the bench, Kieran Bailey for Roosevelt with 7 points. Bailey with 1 point. Jamison Patton off the bench with 4 points. And then 3 points for De'Avion Oliver, 2 points for Jakari Bradley, 2 points for Zarek Gurley, and finally 2 points for Miles Burkhall to lead Roosevelt. George Williams, their starting center, finished with 5. He had no points in the second half. The Riders went 9 of 14 at the free throw line. After going 5 for 5 in the first half, a little bit different in the second half, they went 4 out of 9 at the line.
Yeah, I thought Roosevelt showed some signs, Mark, where, you know, they didn't go away. They were down 14 early in that first half, got it to 9, you know, only down 11 at half. But, you know, again, overall, it was just such a good shooting night. And when you start seeing those threes, you're working hard defensively, and then just the kick out and a wide-open look for three and Dowling buries it, that hurts your confidence. And then when you're having to work so hard on the other end offensively, which is what Dowling made them do, they weren't able to finish. But I think Roosevelt's got, you know, a lot of potential with this team. And, again, it's a process with them. They're getting used to a new system, new
That's
coach.
Right.
And so they're going to continue to get better as the year goes on. So it's early in this season, but, you know, right now, Mark, I was really impressed with what Dowling was able to do tonight.
As I mentioned, coming up for Roosevelt, their next game is this Friday night, their home opener here, or rather their conference opener here against Des Moines North next week. Week from tonight, they'll be traveling to Ankeny Centennial in a non-division game in the CIML for a girl-boy doubleheader. Then they'll finish before the Christmas break on Friday, December 20th. They host Des Moines East in a conference game. So it's North, Centennial, and East coming up for the Riders. For Dowling, they travel to Ankeny this Friday in a girl-boy doubleheader. Next Tuesday, the Dowling boys are involved in action as they will host Marshalltown at the Dowling Gym. That'll be a 7 o'clock start, and it'll be a boys-only game. We will not carry that on radio, nor will we carry a week from Friday. That'll be Friday, December 20th. That's the final games of the CIML schedule before the Christmas and New Year's holiday break. Dowling at Johnson in a girls and boys doubleheader. So that's a look at our schedule going through. So we'll take a time out here, Mike, and come back with final thoughts. I know you got a few people on your text message, and I just saw a couple come through. Why am I tagged with all this stuff with you? You draw a crowd.
You're getting drugged through the mud here. They're literally shutting the lights off on us.
Oh, they're dimming. They want the guys to quit dribbling out there.
There you go.
Final score, Dowling 67, Roosevelt 35 in the boys' contest. Dowling girls a winner tonight, 79-64. Back with more from the Palm Ranch Gymnasium here on the campus of Roosevelt High School. Following these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for your support of Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Construction Professionals is a family-owned business dedicated to our customers. Whether designing, building, or renovating, we are here to better serve you. Our passion for quality craftsmanship, paired with our dedication to creativity, result in a home that reflects your personality, style, and family function. Construction Professionals. Design. Build. Renovate. CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours. God bless.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Roosevelt Gym, Palm Ranch Gymnasium, as it's appropriately called. Dowling with the doubleheader sweep tonight over Roosevelt, 67-35 in the boys' contest. And the Dowling girls a winner tonight, 79-64. And Mike Swaim, our next broadcast will be in Ankeny on Friday. And looking forward to seeing the Ankeny Hawks. And as I saw the rankings come out today, the Hawks rank fourth. So it'll be Dowling, sixth rank, who was number two last week. It'll be six versus number four in the boys' contest this Friday night.
That'll be a lot of fun. If you remember those Ankeny games from last year, Mark, they were up and down and a lot of pressing. They were fun. So that's going to be a great challenge for the Dowling Maroons. But I tell you what, they come in playing like this, they're going to be a tough team to stop.
Maroons led by 11 at halftime and extended the lead to 24 at the end of the third quarter here in the boys' contest, and they win it by 32, 67-35. Mike Swaim, good to see you back. Glad you're not out of town this weekend and glad to have you.
Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you on Friday.
I'm looking forward to it. Mike Swaim, my broadcast partner, that'll wrap things up from the Roosevelt Gym tonight. Our thanks to all our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio as they've been with us throughout the year. Our thanks also to Tom Wilson, the athletic director at Dowling, and all the folks at Dowling High School. Tonight's road game, we want to thank Jeff Piggott back at the Iowa Catholic Radio Studios for all his help. Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio is Tony Calumet, and our thanks to business underwriters and supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio all season long. And our thanks here to the folks at Roosevelt High School, including the Athletic Director, Tracy Johnson, and his staff, Roosevelt Head Girls Coach Morgan Schoenberg, and, of course, Terry Giafredi. Scott Hauser, you did an okay job keeping the book. Yeah, I'll give you that. Roosevelt Head Boys Coach Adam Daly, our thanks to all of them for helping us prepare for the game. Our next broadcast will be this Friday night, December 13th. Dowling at Ankeny will be on the air at 6 o'clock, the pregame show. Girls game at 6:15, the boys to follow at 7:45. So join us this Friday for our next broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Again, the final score for the final time tonight in the boys' contest, Dowling 67, Roosevelt 35. And in the girls' game, it was Dowling defeating the Roosevelt Gals 79-64. For my broadcast partners tonight, the girls' game, Steve DeVinny, and the boys' contest, Mike Swaim, this is Mark Amadale thanking you for listening to the official radio network of Iowa Catholic Radio here on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM. And streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com. Our studio producer tonight has been Jeff Piggott. I'm Mark Amadale. Thank you for tuning in, and have a safe and blessed, faith-filled evening.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya & Sons. Please support the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. The proceeding has been a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio.